10 minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
Let's go! Batter up! We're taking the afternoon off. It's a beautiful day for a ball game. For a ball game today. The fans are out to get a ticket or two. From Walla Walla, Washington to Kalamazoo. It's a beautiful day for a home run. But even a triple's okay. We're gonna cheer and boo and raise a hullabaloo at the ball game today.
Batter off, strike one.
Hey, the game has just begun and the home team's out to win.
Nine minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
Get down on it.
Union dancing.
Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on it.
Baby, baby.
Get down on it.
Get on it.
Get down on it.
Sha da ba da ba da ba da.
What you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? What you gonna do?
Come on in.
Get down on
if you really want it.
Get down on
you
it.
Gotta feel it.
Get down on
get
it.
Down on
get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
While you're dancing.
Get down on
get
it.
Down on
get down on it.
It.
Get down on it.
8 minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
Don't think that much about life, you're just living. A kerosene dancing around the fire, but you're in. So you jump right in, ain't afraid to fall, and you give it all. She got the best of me. She broke my heart. Best
7 minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up.
Six more minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
You get older, you wild heart will live for younger days. Think of me if ever you're afraid.
He said one day you'll leave this world behind. So live a life you will remember. My father told me when I was just a child. These are the nights to never die. My father told me.
Thank you.
5 more minutes until Rough Riders baseball. Minutes until Rough Riders baseball. Rough Riders baseball coming up in just 3 minutes.
West of the eastern coast, carving the wind, dawn of your eyes, dust off your sight, when you say yes, you make me trust, I will never keep you from an open door, I know.
More minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Rough Riders baseball starts in 60 seconds. More ticks till Rough Riders baseball. First pitch pitch is right around the corner. Frisco Rough Riders baseball is 15 minutes away. It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show, featuring interviews, updates from around the Texas League, tonight's lineups, and a preview of tonight's game. Now, here's your host for the Rough Riders pregame show, Chris Jarrett.
Fresh off their first extra innings win of the season, the Frisco Rough Riders look to continue the six-game series in North Little Rock, taking on the Arkansas Travelers with a 6:35 start time tonight. Hi, folks. Welcome to the Rough Riders pregame show on the Riders Baseball Network. And again, a 6:35 start time. The Rough Riders with two different five-run leads in last night's game. They led it 5-0 and 6-1 over Arkansas before the Travelers were able to tie in runs late and force a 10th frame. And things felt bleak in what was a bullpen effort for Frisco. They had to reach deep into their pen and needed six guys in relief after a two-inning start from Ty Tiedemann. But it was the offense that prevailed. Dustin Harris finished with four runs driven in, and then an absolute banner night on the season for Josh Stowers. He finishes with four runs driven in as well, and Stowers with an RBI double earlier in the game, but he played hero in the 10th with a three-run shot to left field, and that really tucked Arkansas to bed. They had no answer in the bottom half, and Frisco able to get the win 9-6. We'll welcome in Mr. Zach Bigley. Zach, a ball game yesterday that had a weird pace. It was certainly an interesting start, one that felt like it was a safe lead on an Arkansas offense that hasn't shown you much this season, but they surged late. They play pretty well here at home.
And a Frisco bullpen that's pitched very well this year. So a very safe-seeming lead, but then all of a sudden they came storming back in that one. And it's very interesting when you look at this Travelers offense. They're not an offense that's going to score bunches of runs. They like to win in close ball games because of their pitching, as you mentioned, how they're very good on the staff side of things. And last night might not be a microcosm of the series. It might be an outlier. And they're certainly hoping with that today as they send Avery Weems to the hill. And a very tough test on the other side in Emerson Hancock, a guy who they saw last year. He's the number 5 prospect in the Mariners system, former number 6 overall pick in the 2020 draft, a very high-level prospect for the Mariners, and he is a very good pitcher. That fastball changeup combination, one of the best you'll see here in this league, and it's going to be a really good test for the Riders' offense.
Yeah, and we had a good chance to see Frisco take some batting practice today and how they were trying to get their sights focused on that. Cody Atkinson's in town. He's the Texas Rangers director of hitting, and Zach, you had a good chance to catch up with him. That's a very difficult thing to be a director of, I
yes,
feel like,
it is
hitting across the entire minor league system for the Texas Rangers, but a good chance to just kind of get some insight on what that job looks like.
Yeah, a really good chat with Cody Atkinson, and you know, I wish we had a little bit more time to talk about the actual job itself because he had so much insight on this team, and some of the guys individually talked a lot about Johnny Ornelas, about Kellen Strom, and he's a guy who has so much to say because there is so much to say about this team on the offensive side. And ultimately, throughout this organization, there are a lot of talented hitters. A lot of them happen to be here in Frisco. And so we're really lucky, obviously, to see them, and really a great chance to catch up with Cody and really dive into a couple of the individual guys. And you'll hear at the end of this interview, because we split it into two parts, and we'll get you part two tomorrow, dove in about Johnny Ornelas. He says, we're coming up almost exactly 1 year from when he sat down with Johnny in Hickory. He was hitting a .170. He was one of the youngest players in the league at just 21 years old. And Johnny basically opened up to him and said, teach me. You know, I want to know what's going wrong. And now he's has the second most hits out of anybody in minor league baseball, and he's hitting at the second spot in the Texas League batting average-wise. I mean, it's just pretty incredible for a guy like Johnny to see himself kind of blossom, and really fun to talk to Cody about that.
Incredible. Probably a 10-minute conversation that could have lasted 40 minutes or even a couple of hours just with the fascinating topic of that. But Cody Atkinson is the Texas Rangers Director of Hitting. He's our pregame guest, and he'll join us next as we take our first break on the Riders Baseball Network. 6:35 start time between Arkansas and Frisco as the Rough Riders continue to stay in the hunt at the end of the first half for a postseason bid. It's the first half of the season coming to a close here on Sunday. Cody Atkinson joins us next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches.
How ruthless baseball can be.
No. I love the game so much. The talented guys that are here.
Get an in-depth look around the Riders, as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olsen, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Welcome back to Arkansas. We're here on the pregame show and joined by Cody Atkinson, hitting coordinator for the Rangers. Now, on the hitting side of things, this is a very tough ballpark to hit in. When you're coming into a place like this on the road, is there any mentality that shifts for you guys?
Yeah, you know, I think it's hard enough to square the ball up. These are pro pitchers out here, and the Mariners have such a good system, especially with their arms, and we see them a lot, and they know how to throw us. So you really don't want to get into like, hey, you know, you're trying to game plan for this pitcher's pitches and just be able to barrel the ball up. But hey, also, you know, the field too. So we really try to stay away from it. If we end up losing a game because we hit a bunch of 105 mile an hour bullets into the outfield that get caught because the field we're playing at, it's really not, I'm not going to lose sleep over that. But if our guys ended up, you know, spending a ton of time on the ground and really just like, you know, not themselves for a week because we overplayed what the field was like, I'd be really upset about that. I'd be upset at myself because it's just, you know, one thing, it's squaring the ball up off of a pitcher's pitch, which is hard enough, but then it's about long-term development too. And you can't, with a week series, you can't really lose development on what guys are working out to try to, you know, grow and be better at just because you say, hey, this field's really big and the ball doesn't really fly. Now, when we were here last year, I remember I came, it was a lot windier and it was colder. And we hit two homers yesterday. And so, because I remember Steele Walker going 105 to right last year and the guy came in and caught it. So, yeah, we're just sticking to what we do.
Now, this is a very good pitcher as well. As you mentioned, the staff overall for the Mariners, very strong. Emerson Hancock, one of their top prospects. What do you see that he does well that you guys are trying to have some success against?
Yeah, it's a true three-pitch mix. It's east-to-west movement. He's going to have a lot of arm-side run on the fastball, and then he's going to bring the slider back in, and the changeup's going to kind of mimic the fastball. I think when you watch him, the changeup and the fastball play off of each other really well, especially to lefties. They're basically in the same, what we would call, tunnel. And they're just different speeds. And then the changeup's going to run off the plate away to guys. So it's just tough. And for our guys tonight, you know, it's just going to be important that we give him away. Say, hey, you can have that sinker running away. You can have that changeup running away. We're going to force you over the plate and into us. And then I think for the righties, it's the sinker-slider combo that's tough because you've got two pitches riding a line and then one breaks left and one breaks into you to the right. And so it's really just trying to see him middle up for the righties and just being really disciplined to where we're trying to see him. That's the whole thing for us is we go into each game saying, hey, this is what the pitcher can have, and then this is what we're going to really try to get him on. And if we're good with it today, then win or lose, we'll feel good about it. We just don't want to fall into the trap of chasing him around the zone and chasing what we know he's good at.
Cody Atkinson, our guest. Now, this is a very good hitting team, but one of the guys that we've enjoyed seeing hit all year and really enjoyed talking about is Johnny Ornelas, I saw you talking to before the game. What have you seen the adjustments that he's made from last year to this year?
Yeah, it's really funny because I've been waiting. On June 28th, it'll be a year anniversary from a lunch that him and I had in Hickory last year. And I've been waiting till June 28th to tell him that because at that time he was hitting a .170 in high A. He was really struggling and he was lost. And I went to lunch with him with the intent to just talk to him, but he really opened up and asked, what do I got to do? And And since that moment, we've really designed his training, his routine, his focus, the drill work. If you watch his on-deck circle routine, it is dialed in. It's really cool what he does. And it's been amazing to see what he did. You know, he came to Instructs. He worked in at our complex in Arizona all off season. He was there for spring training early. He's really worked really hard to get where he's at. And, you know, it's like him and I are joking because we talked at Instructs about chase percentage coming down and ground ball percentage coming down. Chase percentage is way down. Ground ball percentage is kind of holding now. But he's locked in on it, man. And I think it's all just a credit to him. He's a really good player. He hits the ball really hard, and it would have been easy for him to just say, hey, I'm a really good player. I'm just going to keep doing me. But he's really changed his routine, changed his cues, changed his focus. And then he's one of the best guys we have at executing the game plan. I think when you watch him tonight, all the sinkers or changeups or sliders that Hancock will throw down, you'll see him take them because he's really good about leaving that stuff down and making the guy get up in the zone.
And it's part one of our interview with Cody Atkinson, the director of hitting for the Rangers. He'll be roaming all over the minors this year, and I'm sure we'll catch up with him later this season as well. But you can hear part two of that interview tomorrow during the pregame show, talking about Kellen Strom, talking about getting a better insight on what his job is roaming around the minors and watching all the different guys in this organization hit. Chris Jarrett will join us back on the pregame show. When we return, we'll take a look at the starting pitching matchup for Game 2 of this six-game series between Frisco and Arkansas. Right after this on the Riders Baseball Network. In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Hey sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
.635 start time. As we are back at Dickey Stevens Park in Game 2 of a six-game series between Frisco and Arkansas. Jarrett Gettert at home plate with our field crew today. Chris Presley Murphy behind the dish. Mike Carroll is the crew chief. He's up the third baseline. And Steven Rios Jr. over at first base. It's Jarrett Gettert, the Rough Riders manager. And they're joined by third base coach for Arkansas, Jeff Jimenez, is over there at the plate. Colin Cowgill is the manager for Arkansas, the former big leaguer. It was Colin yesterday, and now Jimenez for Arkansas here this evening. Approaching 6:35, our start time, as we take a look at tonight's starting pitching matchup a little closely. Avery Weems, 1-4 on the season. 7.44 earned run average for Weems, the six-rounder out of Arizona. For Weems, looking for his first winning decision since April 27th. And he's looking for his first five-inning outing going all the way back to May 18th. Now, Weems has faced Arkansas twice this year. The first one was a sour outing, just two outs recorded on opening night, April 8th. Two earned runs on two hits, a walk and a strikeout. The second time out, much sharper, eight Ks in five innings, only two earned runs, but he got the loss. And so thinking that Weems can enter this matchup with vengeance and a little bit of a bounce-back mindset, as he takes on Arkansas now on the road, both prior to outings at Riders Field. And his mound opponent is the right-hander Emerson Hancock that Zach had a chance to chat with Cody Atkinson with earlier in the last segment. Hancock was the first All-American out of Georgia's baseball program in their history. 1-2 this year with a 2.45 earned run average. 21 strikeouts for him in 22 innings, but his time this season's been limited with that lat strain that Cody mentioned. So basically didn't see heavy action start until May 17th. That was his first start, but only an inning and a third. He's started to roll out the 4- and 5-inning goes since May 29th. And for him, it's been 4 straight 4-innings or less and back-to-back 5-innings outings for Hancock. Going to be a tough test taking on a guy like Emerson Hancock, with, despite how good Frisco's offense is, Zach, still a really, really top-tier pitching matchup to expect.
Yeah, and I think we're going to see that a lot this series, as we've talked about. And Emerson Hancock is just one of those guys who they're going to roll out there, and maybe he goes 4, maybe he goes 5, but you're going to have a very tough test either way. And this is a guy who is not necessarily your high-velocity first-rounder. He'll be in the mid to upper 90s, but he really sinks well, and he'll work off of his off-speed pitches very, very well. And the Mariners drafted him because he's a professional-type guy who has a low floor, as they like to say, where you have a pretty good inkling that he's going to make the big leagues and he's going to be pretty good. And we'll see that here as he takes them out with the rest of the Travs.
Here come the Travs as they've got the home whites on tonight. Frisco in the slates with the gray visiting pants, and it's national anthem time at Dickey Stevens Park. 6:35, first pitch in game 2 of our 6-game series. It's Wednesday night in North Little Rock. We'll step aside on the Riders Baseball Network. First pitch is next.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Rough Riders Baseball is back.
A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike 3 called. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets, or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.TV for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Is this what you deal with when trying to enjoy the outdoors with your family and friends? Hi, this is Dennis Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. No one likes mosquitoes, and they carry diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Our mosquito suppression service provides the most effective mosquito control so you can get back to enjoying the outdoors. Visit GoAnteater.com to schedule your mosquito suppression service today. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the professionals at ABC.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
And now, it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
High fly ball to left.
Oh my goodness.
1-1 is crushed.
Deep to center field. Oh, how far will it go?
That's back and that's gone.
Dives and makes the catch. Unreal.
Cut out and miss. Strike 3.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
How about it?
Oh, my goodness.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Chris Jarrett.
Fresh off an extra inning win last night, the Rough Riders look to make it two in a row against the Arkansas Travelers on the road at Dickey Stevens Park. Hi, everybody, from North Little Rock on the bank of the Arkansas River. Zach Bigley and Chris Jarrett alongside you, and very happy to have you along as we have a gem of a ball game in front of us today. Emerson Hancock is warming up, the number 5 prospect in the Mariners organization, former number 6 overall pick 2 years ago in the draft. And the Rough Riders, after 9 runs last night, a 3-run go-ahead homer by Josh Stowers in the top of the 10th inning, looking to make it a pair of wins in a row as we're getting down this stretch in the first half. Rough Riders elimination number at 4, Chris. They're down by 3 games, make it 2 games actually to San Antonio. They need to hop them, so 3 games back.
Right.
A lot of baseball to be played left and a lot of exciting baseball.
Yeah, and just, you know, you enter with one of the better offenses in the Texas League. So it's you just really don't number watch. You come out and you roll it out and you play the game that's gotten you to this point.
Rough Riders second in the league in OPS, second in the league in home runs. Also top 10 of the minors in those two categories as well. And over their last 15 games, they have had 10 hits or more in 15. Or I should say in their 15 games, they've had 10 hits or more in 10 of those ball games, and they've had 10 or more hits in 5 in a row as well. There's J.P. Martinez standing in against Emerson Hancock, the left-handed batter, the right-handed thrower, and the first pitch of the game. Just off the outside corner and low, we are underway. 1-0, 6:36. 6:36, our first pitch time here at Dickey Stevens Park. Hancock, the tall 6'5" right-hander, deals in. Martinez spoils it foul out of play left side, and the count goes to 1-1. We're getting record temperatures here in North Little Rock for this time of year. 97 degrees, the feels like of 103. Hancock back into his wind, the pitch. High off the outside corner, and it's 2-1. Martinez hitting .291, 8 home runs, and 20 runs batted in this season. Hancock, his feet askew of each other, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Top of the zone. It's 2-2. His feet in an L shape on the rubber with his right foot pointing towards the Riders' dugout. He peels back. 2-2. Martinez hits it high in the air down the left side. Foul territory. Rizzo on the run. Slides to the warning track and makes an incredible catch. Joe Rizzo with a spectacular play at the warning track. Sliding and then while on the ground reaching out making the catch. Really the only opportunity he had because he was getting so close to the wall.
It was almost like he slid early just to get there, as you mentioned.
Yeah, that's exactly what he did.
Great catch.
Heck of a play. So one out here in the first inning for Johnny Ornelas. Hancock's pitch. Swing and a miss and a high inside fastball, and it's 0-1. Hancock on the season, 1-2 with a 2.45 ERA. He's making his 7th start this year. He looks over his glove, back into his windup, 0-1. A strike on the inside corner. And the count goes to 0-2. 22 innings for the right-hander. 21 strikeouts, 6 walks. Opponents hitting just .185 against him this year. He's been really good. Right-hander's 0-2. Off the outside corner, and it's now 1-2. Hancock has been working his way up in his innings and pitch count, as Chris mentioned. 5-inning starts, each of his last 2, allowing 1 run. 1-2. Hard grounder to the right side. Patrick Frick gobbles it up. Second baseman throws onto first and gets it. 2 outs. Here's Dustin Harris.
Now batting left fielder, number 8, Dustin Harris.
No score, top of the first inning. Riders taking on the Travs for the 11th time this season. Frisco 6-4 in those games. Harris had himself a day yesterday, a grand slam. His first of his minor league career. Slightly open from the left side of the plate. Here's the right-hander's pitch. Breaking ball low and away off the outside corner, and it's 1-0. Harris hitting at .263 this season, 12 homers, and a team-high 47 runs batted in. Pull side shift on the infield for him, the 1-0 toss. Outside, 2-0. Defense behind Hancock looks like this for the Travs. Zach Deloach in left, Tanner Kerwer in center, Jack Larson in right field. Joe Rizzo has third, Riley Unroe is the shortstop. Hancock winds back the 2-0 pitch. Just off the outside corner and low, and it's 3 balls and no strikes. Second baseman is Patrick Frick, Jake Shiner at first, and Jake Anchia is the catcher. He sets up low and inside, 3-0. Inside, ball four. Dustin Harris coaxes a two-out walk. That brings Blaine Krim to the plate. Riders that 9-6 win yesterday with 12 hits. So they now have 10 or more hits in 5 consecutive games. Showed off the offense. 90 home runs on the season through 65 games. First pitch. Krim takes low and away and gets all the way back to the backstop past Anchia. Dustin Harris moves up on the wild pitch. 1 ball, no strikes. Very rare occurrence in the minors especially, but Anchia caught all 10 innings yesterday, and he's back behind the plate today. Matt Schaefer is the other catcher, or Scheffler, I should say, is the other catcher on this team. And he hasn't seen the first two games of this series. He's shocked if Anchia's back out there tomorrow. 1-0 pitch on the way to Krim. Fastball dots the inside corner at the knees for a strike, and it's 1-1. Home whites for Arkansas with travelers across the chest. Black ball cap. Rough Riders with their slate uniform tops today. Gray pants, red double R ball cap. Hancock's 1-1. Krim spoils it. Foul right side into the netting, and it's 1 ball, 2 strikes.
This is not otherwise to get 10% off your next windshield when you mention the Travs.
Krim, 282 hitter on the year, 12 homers, 39 runs batted in. Came up from high A last year in August and played the last 2 months of the season with the Rough Riders. Hancock ready from the stretch. 1-2. Low and outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Hancock faced the Rough Riders last year when he came up from high A himself. Through 4 innings, allowing 3 runs at Riders Field. On August 18th, the pitch. There goes Harris down and in. Throw to third. Nobody covering the third base bag. And Harris in there standing. Joe Rizzo was playing about 10 feet behind third base, and Chia didn't even check to see if he was covering. He just threw it on down there. And Rizzo was able to glove it, but nowhere near Dustin Harris to try and lay the tag down. The 16th steal of the season for Dustin Harris. It's 3 balls, 2 strikes now on Krim. Hancock's pitch. A high fly ball out to left field. Deloach going back. He's under it at the warning track, and he makes the catch. And the side comes to a close in the first inning. The Rough Riders get a hard hit ball from Blaine Krim, but nothing to show for it. No runs, no hits, no errors. A walk and a runner left on. We go to the home half of the first inning where Avery Weems is on the mound. We return in a scoreless ballgame on the Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome to your hometown Whataburger. Customization is what we've always done.
You want mustard and mayo? You want ketchup? We'll make it how you like it.
When you customize your own burger, you can put your personality in it.
This is my Whataburger, with Manny's ketchup, all the vegetables, no cheese.
We customize orders 24 hours a day.
Everybody wants it just like they like it. When you can make it your own, that always enhances that experience for you.
However you want it, I got you. Here at Whataburger, we make it just like you like it, whenever you like it.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Avery Williams on the hill for the Rough Riders as we go to the bottom half of the first inning. No score. Tanner Kerwer to start things off. The center fielder hitting 268. Two homers, 15 runs batted in this season. In from the back of the right-handed batter's box. Williams the left-hander. Winds back and deals home. High off the outside corner. It's one ball and no strikes. Well, Avery Williams has had his ups and downs this year. Looking for a strong start. The 1-0. This is down low and inside. Count goes to two balls and no strikes on Kerwer, making his series debut today. Williams 1-4 with a 7.44 ERA. He rocks back the 2-0. Hard ground ball foul left side. And the count goes to 2-1. Williams at 6'1", 220 pounds, 25 years old. Flagstaff, Arizona native, originally a selection by the Chicago White Sox in the 2019 draft. He nods yes to the sign, back into his wind, 2-1. Catches the outside corner at the knees, a called strike. Slider from Avery Williams, and it's 2-2. Williams coming off an outing against Midland. A start in which he allowed four runs over his four innings. 2-2. Low and away, and it's three balls, two strikes. Struck out seven over those four innings, but allowing those four runs, including a homer. The Friars ended up winning the game 6-4. Payoff pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. He got him. Down low and inside with the slider, and he picks up his first strikeout. Tanner Kerwer down on strikes. And Joe Rizzo makes his way to the plate.
We mentioned the last time that Williams faced Arkansas. He tallied eight punch-outs but still got the loss. So he really enters the matchup where this just kind of favors him. High strikeout guy and has a chance to be aggressive. Just force Arkansas to put the bat on the ball and put it in play. Trust the defense behind you that got a win last night in a high-scoring shootout.
There's Joe Rizzo now, first base. Just inside with the slider, and it's one ball, no strikes. And Chris, you mentioned that relief outing against Arkansas. Those five innings were after the rain delay in that crazy long game on Star Wars night. 1-0, swing and a miss by Rizzo. Elevated heater off the outside corner, and it's 1-1. He pitched really well in that game. His eight strikeouts, still a season high for him. 1-1. A line drive the opposite way, down the left field line and foul. One ball, two strikes. Still trying to find that form. He has allowed at least one run in every outing he's had so far this year. That includes relief outings. But there is no doubting his incredible stuff. His slider, which will be 86 to 88 miles an hour, is just filthy. 1-2, the offer. Soft grounder, first base side, stays fair right to the Crim's glove. He picks it off to his left, takes it to the back easily to retire Rizzo. And it's two up, two down here in the first inning. Jake Shiner makes his way to the plate. No score, bottom of the first inning. And even though Williams has been a high strikeout guy the entire season and last year as well, pitching to contact might play a little bit better here in this ballpark than he's used to. He's allowed 11 home runs this season in his 12 outings. Looks over his glove. He's back into his wind. He pitches home to Shiner. High off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes to the first baseman for Arkansas. And a scoreless bottom of the first. I'm going to do some of that defense after this pitch. Wind back in the offering in. Inside and low, and it's two balls and no strikes. Dustin Harris in left, J.P. Martinez in center, and Josh Stowers in right field. Jax Biggers has third, Johnny Ornelas at short. Dustin Foscue is at second, and Blaine Krim is at first base. David Garcia sets up down and inside, 2-0. High and outside, three balls and no strikes. And welcome back to David Garcia after missing nearly a month of action. Went on the injured list on May 31st. Talk a little bit more about what he dealt with. Once he comes to the plate, the 3-0 pitch. Inside corner for a strike, it's 3-1. Two outs, bases clear, bottom of the first inning, no score. But great to see him back behind the plate, great to see him back with his team. Weems the 3-1. Inside, ball four. He lost him. Fastball yanked way inside against the right-handed batter. Jack Larson stands in scoreless first inning. Weems has been much better against left-handed batters than he has against righties. And Larson is of the left-handed variety, hitting .253, four homers, and 27 runs batted in this year. Pull side shift on the infield for the left-handed batter with two outs. First offering. On the outside corner for a called strike. Fastball from Weems. It's 0-1. Right-handers this year, an over 1,000 OPS against Weems with 10 home runs. Lefties have just managed one home run against him, though. He kicks and deals. Tapper up the middle. Ornelas, the shortstop, slides off to his left, throws wildly onto first base and over Krim's head. It hits off the facing of the Arkansas dugout, and that allows Shiner to take third on a very weird play from Johnny Ornelas. Larson is safe at first. It was a ground ball right to where the second baseman would normally play, but with the pull side shift, Ornelas, the shortstop, was the only one who had a chance to get it. It looked like he was going to cut it off with ease off to his left side, but then paused for a second, maybe thinking Foskey was in the area, and then at the last second dove for it, rolled over on his backside, and blindly tried to throw it onto first, and it went way over Krim's head. So runners at the corners now, two outs, an error charge to Johnny Ornelas, and a hit for Jack Larson. And here's Caden Polkovich, the switch hitter from the right side. Weems ready from the stretch. He fires. High off the outside corner. And the count goes to one ball and no strikes. So a base hit to the shortstop, Johnny Ornelas. And then Shiner reaches on the E6 over to third base. 1-0 on Polkovich. Weems delivers home. Slap foul right side. Clips the netting. One ball, one strike. No score, bottom of the first inning, but a good scoring opportunity for Arkansas, a team that left 11 on base last night. Weems collects his thoughts back behind the rubber and toes the slab. Looks in at Polkovich. Went 0 for 5 yesterday. Left-hander's pitch. Low off the outside corner, and it's two balls and one strike. Chris Presley Murphy is our home plate umpire today. Steven Rios Jr. down the right field line. And Mike Carroll in the middle of the diamond, our third base umpire. 2-1 on Polkovich. Weems ready from the stretch. He kicks, delivers. Slider high. Three balls and one strike. Second base is currently open with Zach Deloach on deck. Dangerous spot here in the first inning. Weems ready from the stretch. And the 3-1 pitch on the way. Check swing, strike on the outside corner. And it's 3-1. Infield back up the middle. Runners on the corners. Weems ready from the stretch and the 3-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with the slider down low. Avery Weems allows a couple base runners but strikes out two in the first inning, and he's through a scoreless frame. No runs, a hit, an error, and two left on base. We go to the top of the second. We're scoreless from Dickie Stevens Park in North Little Rock, Arkansas, on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the seventh.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps, and he makes the catch! Oh my goodness!
Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's gonna come in to score, and the Riders walk it off! The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record!
Visit MILB.tv for details today.
Is this what you deal with when trying to enjoy the outdoors with your family and friends? Hi, this is Dennis Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. No one likes mosquitoes, and they carry diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Our mosquito suppression service provides the most effective mosquito control so you can get back to enjoying the outdoors. Visit GoAnteater.com to schedule your mosquito suppression service today. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the professionals at ABC.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top two at Dickey Stevens Park in North Little Rock, Arkansas. Alongside Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley. No score between the Rough Riders and the Travelers in game two of the series, and Justin Foscue starts it off. First pitch. It's across the outside corner for a called strike, granted the belt. Fastball from Hancock, and it's 0-1. They describe Hancock as an east-to-west pitcher. 0-1. A strike in the inside corner with a fastball, right at the knees, and it's 0-2 on Foscue. You have the pitchers who will go east to west using a lot of sinker-slider action off the outside corners, and you have a north-to-south pitcher. 0-2. High and inside, and it's 1-2. Who likes to climb the ladder with a high four-seam fastball? And use the changeup as well to go against that, or the curveball. Hancock is the former. 1-2. Check swing, strike three called. Got him with a slider on the inside corner, and Hancock has his first strikeout. One out, and here's Sandro Fabian.
Next up,
nothing, our score, top of the second.
Sandro Fabian.
So it made it tough on Foscue there by Hancock. It's just everything nipping close for Foscue, where he's not really sold on any of those pitches. Hancock working outside, inside, and he gets a backwards K.
First pitch to Fabian. There's a slider that falls onto the middle of the zone, right of the knees, and it's 0-1. They'll use that sinker-slider combination where it looks like it's coming out of the same spot, and they go in different directions. 0-1. There's the two-seamer inside. Count goes to 1-1. Fabian didn't play in the opener, hitting .234, 8 homers, 24 runs batted in this year. 1-1. Fought off on the fist into shallow right field. Long run in for Larson. He slides and makes the catch. Nice play by Jack Larson on a good read. A soft fly ball into shallow right field. And Fabian robbed of a hit. Two outs here in the second. David Garcia now. Nothing. Top of the second. Two outs. Bases clear. And you look at the difference already between that first inning and here in the second. Rough Riders down very quickly. First pitch to Garcia. Takes on the outside corner with a backdoor slider, and it's 0-1. We mentioned welcome back David Garcia, coming off a hand injury that kept him out for a month. Hancock, the 0-1. Off the outside corner, 1-1. It was his left hand, so his catching hand. Said there was a bone that was a little loose in the hand. No surgery or anything. Just wanted to make sure everything was okay. Give it a little rest. He's good to go. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Pitch diving down in the zone. That's the changeup from Hancock, and it's 1-2. Garcia steps out. Takes a practice swing. Switch hitter batting for the left side against the right-hander Hancock. Pull side shift on. 1-2 pitch. Down low in the dirt. 2-2. Hancock out of the University of Georgia. As Chris mentioned in the pregame show, the first ever All-American out of Georgia. And another top pick in that very good franchise's history. 2-2. Fouled straight back, and it's still two balls and two strikes. Franchise, program, whatever you want to call it. Number 6th overall selection in the 2020 draft, and the third consecutive year that the Seattle Mariners took a college arm in the draft. It's Logan Gilbert, George Kirby, and then this man, Emerson Hancock. Gilbert's one of the best pitchers in the American League this year. 2-2. Fly ball into soft center field. Kerwer coming on. He can't get there. And Garcia laces one back up the middle for a base hit. In his return, first time playing in a Riders uniform since May 31st, he singles into center field. That brings the red-hot Josh Stowers to the plate, who's riding a season-best five-game hitting streak. 3-for-5 yesterday with a home run and four RBIs in the 9-6 win. Nothing our score, top of the second inning. Hancock delivers. Pass ball outside. One ball, no strikes. Hancock, not your typical throw-it-by-him guy. He's a very smart, economical pitcher. He's ready from the stretch. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a foul back into Anchia's glove, and it's one ball and one strike. He's one of those guys who's really going to pitch you with all of his pitches. Comes in with a plan and executes it very, very well. Fastball will be in the mid-90s. The offering. Swing and a miss. Blew by him at 95, and it's 1-2. That's what makes him so effective. 1-2, two outs, runner at first. Nothing our score. Top of the second inning. The pinch. Stowers takes a low. Missing the slider, and it's two balls, two strikes. The 2020 season obviously cut short at the collegiate level because of the pandemic. Hancock was thought by a lot of people to be the best arm coming out of college that year. 2-2. Stowers swings, pops it up, shallow right field, long run Kerwer. Frick going back, the second baseman makes a sliding catch on both knees going towards the line in shallow right field. What a grab to rob Josh Stowers. The final out here in the second. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. The Rough Riders collect their first hit, but nothing on the run side of things. And we go to the bottom half of the second inning. Our score, no score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Did you know the air inside your home could be making you sick? The EPA estimates indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than the air outside. The good news, Carpetex Air Duct Cleaning removes dirt, allergens, germs, molds, and viruses. And right now, get $75 off air duct cleaning from Carpetex. Call Carpetex and ask about the $75 off air duct deal today. 972-303-8906.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Avery Weems back to the hill in the first, or in the second inning, I should say. No score. Rough Riders and Travelers. 23 pitches in that first inning for Avery Weems, though he picked up a couple strikeouts and stranded runners on the corners. Zach DeLoach will start things off for Arkansas. As has been highlighted during this series, the Rough Riders and Travelers could not be more opposite in terms of the style of play that they have. Left on left, Weems back into his windup in the first pitch to DeLoach. Grounder, first base side, and foul. Krim gobbles it up in foul territory, 0-1. Rough Riders, one of the best hitting teams in the minors. Arkansas, one of the worst hitting teams in the minors. Frisco, top 10 in OPS, top 10 in home runs in minor league baseball, and it's the opposite for the Trash. Here's the one back from Weems in the 0-1. Check swing, roller foul back behind home, and it's 0-2. This is an Arkansas team that, as a team, hit a home run yesterday. But overall, on the offensive side, they have really struggled at home. Here's the wind back from Weems in the 0-2. A swing and a grounder up the middle. Foscue dives off to his right side. It's off of his glove and into shallow center. A base hit for Zach Deloach to start things off in the second. 2nd hit today for Arkansas. And Riley Unroe bats. At home this year in 31 games, Arkansas has just hit 23 home runs. Granted, they've only allowed 24 home runs. You're at home. It's a pitching staff that has been dominant this year. An offense that's still trying to figure things out. First pitch. Unroe hits a high fly ball to center field. Martinez backpedaling. He makes the catch just shy of the warning track. Deloach stays at first. Unroe gives it a ride to center, but it's a flyout. One out, and here's Jake Anchia. Bottom of the second inning, no score. Home has been a wonderful place for the Travs this year. While they're just 3 games over 500 here at home, their pitching staff has been ridiculous. A 3.49 ERA here. Opponents are hitting 196 here at Dickey Stevens Park. First pitch. Misses low and away, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Weems ready from the stretch. Looks over at first in the 1-0 pitch. At the bottom of the zone for a called strike, it's 1-1. Rough Riders looking to take advantage of that after allowing the 6 runs in the first game last night. As this game progresses, we'll certainly keep an eye on the Texas League scoreboard. The pitch. Ground ball foul back behind home, 1-2. Especially on one game in particular, the San Antonio-Wichita game. That game will be underway in just minutes. Rough Riders needing San Antonio to lose as many games as possible. Go Wichita. 1-2 on Anchia, 1 out, runner at first here in the second, no score. Weems pitches, fouled straight back. Still 1 ball, 2 strikes on the catcher, Anchia, who's catching for the 2nd straight day. You understand why he's back in the lineup. That 1 home run they hit yesterday came from him. 2-run shot to left. 5 of the 6 runs came in the last 3 innings yesterday for Arkansas. Tying it up with 2 in the 9th. 1-2. Just off the outside corner. Did not miss by much, and it's 2 balls, 2 strikes. Weems got through the first 2 batters. Just 4 pitches. Riley Unroe flying out to center on the first pitch of the at-bat. Two-two. Fouled straight back. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Chris, we were watching the College World Series earlier, and there was a really interesting stat that popped up on Texas A&M, that they are the most patient team in college baseball, and that every single hitter took the first pitch and didn't swing at it the first time through the lineup.
It was almost like that was just the game plan for them, and then you hear about their fielding and the errors they commit.
A ton. I think it was 17 errors through halfway through the game. Not sure.
Yeah, it was for sure low, or should say most in the of any team in Omaha, and yeah, it cost them.
It did. They dropped out. 2nd loss in the hands of Oklahoma earlier today. 2-2. A foul at the plate. Did Garcia catch it? Nope, he did not. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Arkansas in action right now against Ole Miss. College World Series. Tied at one. Top of the fourth inning. Game a lot of fans are really locked into here. 2-2. Just low of the zone. 3 balls, 2 strikes. This will be the 9th pitch to the catcher, Anchia. Nothing, nothing. Bottom of the second. Weems dangles his arm off to his left side. Looks in for his sign. He's got it. And the payoff pitch on the way. Fly ball softly lifted into center field. Martinez coming on. Dives! And he can't get it. It's down. Stowers backs him up. Tosses it back in. And a soft base hit for Anchia. So Deloach, a ground ball base hit. And Anchia, a soft floater into shallow center that drops in. And with one out, runners at first and second for Arkansas. And J.P. Martinez slightly shaken up after that play. Hopefully he's all right. Looks like he's going to be fine. He got the wind knocked out of him. Garcia, the catcher, goes out and chats with his pitcher, Weems, and the entire infield except for Blaine Crim, the first baseman, joins as well. We talked to Jeff Andrews, the Riders pitching coach, about a week ago about Weems and what he wanted to see from him. One of the big things he said was, you just got to get lucky sometimes. And Weems certainly has not been lucky in some of his starts and in this game so far. Giving up 3 softly hit singles. The 3 hits for Arkansas. Nonetheless, runners at first and second, 1 away. And Patrick Frick, the 9-hole hitter at the plate. First pitch. High off the outside corner, and it's 1 ball and 0 strikes. Frick hitting .226, no homers, 7 runs batted in. From the stretch, here's the offering in. Swing and a miss, and a good pitch down low and inside. 1 ball and 1 strike. Rough Riders using 7 pitchers yesterday. Would love to get some long action out of Weems today. The pitch. Chopper foul, third base side. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Dustin Harris goes down the left field line, collects, and underhands it to a young fan in the first row.
You mentioned a lot of bullpen guys. How about Furrow Zuna? Didn't get the save, but he got the win yesterday despite the blown save. But back-to-back outings for him. He went Sunday and then had to show up last night, Tuesday night, help get the win.
It's really well. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner for strike 3. Went a high fastball off the outer edge, and he picks up his 3rd strikeout. 2 outs, and Tanner Kerwer stands in. Say Furrow Zuna pitched really well on Sunday, and then came out, as you mentioned, back-to-back outings with the outing yesterday and allowed a couple runs to tie the game. And then Tristan Polly came in and got his first save at the AA level. A little bit hairy, had the bases loaded, but
yeah.
Got the job done. Runners at first and second, no score. Bottom of the second inning, 2 outs. First pitch to Kerwer. High off the outside corner, and the count goes to 1 ball and 0 strikes. Kerwer struck out to begin the ball game offensively for Arkansas back in the first. They play him to the opposite way in the outfield, pole side on the infield. 1-0 pitch. Inside corner at the knees for a strike, 1-1. Gorgeous slider. Easier said than done, but that's where Weems would like to live, right there on the corners, bottom of the zone. He stretches. 1-1. Ground ball up the middle, right to Justin Foscue at second. He gathers, throws on to first, not in time. Oh, man. Kerwer flying down the line. Foscue just waited for that ball to come to him and took his time a little bit. Not seeing Kerwer was absolutely steaming down the line, and it's an infield single to load the bases.
Next up for the Cavs, third baseman, number 6, Joe Rizzo.
A Rizzo stands in now from the right side, or left side, I should say. Lefty-lefty matchup, a ground out to first, his first time up. Weems delivers in. Low off the outside corner. One ball, no strikes.
Well, you talked about getting lucky in Avery Weems. You know, you've had one that, back in the first inning, that was a tough roller, that you had a throwing error and an advancement from Shiner from second to third, and now this one. A ball turned over with two on and two out, hoping that you can get out of it. But unfortunately, the inning winds on.
1-0 pitch to Rizzo. Fouled away left side. One ball, one strike. As we've talked about the offensive struggles of Arkansas, this is not a lineup that is entirely intimidating when you look up and down it. But Joe Rizzo is one of those guys who really sticks out as he's the one you got to be careful with. 1-for-5 with a double yesterday. He has 7 home runs this month. He's tied for second in all minor league baseball. The pitch. Fouled away left side. Ball, 2 strikes. 4 hits for Arkansas. 3 have been on the infield. The other was a soft fly ball to center field. Joe Rizzo batting with the bases loaded, 2 outs, no score in the second. Weems ready from the stretch. And here's the left-hander's pitch. Grounder foul right side. Count remains at 1-ball and 2 strikes. Pitch count continuing to climb. This will be 48 for him on the next toss. Play here in the second. A 1-2. High and inside. 2 balls, 2 strikes.
Thinking we'd see that slider here on Rizzo. Weems has gone back-to-back fastballs, trying to touch it around the zone. But he likes the lefty-lefty matchups.
He brings in the 2-2. Out of the way, left side. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Kevin Gowdy has started to loosen in the Rough Riders' bullpen. Hey! It bounced right in between two seats and took a high hop into the suites, where a young fan got it, and he is jumping for joy. He's got all his buddies with him. He's high-fiving them all. Oh, what a great time to be in that right place, right time. He's still holding it up in the air. I hope it's his birthday. I really hope so. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Slider off the outside corner, and Avery Weems plays magician to get out of the jam. No runs across on 3 hits, no errors, and 3 left on the base paths. 4 strikeouts through 2 innings for Avery Weems, and we played 2 full. We go to the top of the third. Chris Jarrett on the mic when we come back. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the Diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Is this what you deal with when trying to enjoy the outdoors with your family and friends? Hi, this is Dennis Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. No one likes mosquitoes, and they carry diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Our mosquito suppression service provides the most effective mosquito control so you can get back to enjoying the outdoors. Visit GoAnteater.com to schedule your mosquito suppression service today. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the professionals at ABC.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Both teams with run scoring chances so far on Wednesday night, but nobody across home yet. No score between Arkansas and Frisco. Back on the Riders Baseball Network. 9-1-2 due up for the Rough Riders. Here's Jax Biggers. Emerson Hancock back on the mound. The first pitch. Nibbles on the outer edge. No balls and a strike. We've seen the sinker working well for Emerson Hancock so far tonight, and the changeup slider. 0-1 toss. That's two outside. One ball and one strike to Biggers on his first at-bat. Hancock completing his first trip through the Riders lineup. Facing the nine-man. The 1-1. Just misses inside. Two balls and a strike to Biggers. Back home in a sense. Played his college ball at Arkansas, and the Razorbacks in action right now. 2-1 to him. Shows bunt, drops it down, back to the mound. Hancock off, tried to barehand it, and nobody there to make a play. Split the wickets, other righty. And Biggers catches him off guard. Bunt, base hit. And that's a way to turn the lineup card back to the top. Here comes J.P. Martinez.
Back at the top of the order.
Whoopsie.
Yeah, trying to barehand it there, and it's really a do-or-die play with Biggers' speed, but able to extend the hitting streak to now 15 games. It's the longest active hitting streak in the Texas League.
A bunt base hit for him. Now a righty-lefty matchup for J.P. Martinez. First pitch. Started outside and crept back in.
Oh, take it back. They mark it as an error.
So take away the bunt base hit from Biggers. E1. No balls and a strike to Martinez, but first a quick throw to first. And Biggers back in safely. Hancock working, no balls and a strike on Martinez. The next toss. Lifted in the air, foul behind the net. Now a count that sits at 0-2. Martinez right to the top of the order where he was last night, and he was just efficient at getting on base. Pair of walks in his first two trips to the plate. Came in to score in the third on the Dustin Harris Grand Slam. No balls, two strikes from Hancock. Nope, the throw to first. And Biggers back there safely. Arkansas out hitting Frisco 4-1, but no score on Wednesday night. Martinez had a two-run double in the fourth. And that was from Jax Biggers leading off the inning, getting aboard. 0-2. Boy, just missed inside. Hancock put it in a great spot on Martinez, the left-handed batter, but it misses the zone too far outside. Should say too far inside. And it's one ball and two strikes. The 1-2, tap back to the screen. Count remains 1-2 to Martinez. On the other end of the mound, it's Avery Weems that has given up those four hits. Three of them came in the bottom of the second. And he has managed to slow down the pace and keep Arkansas off the scoreboard. 1-2, lifted high in the air. This one going over towards the Riders' dugout, and Chia with the mask off and makes the catch. Tracked it all the way to the extended warning track right in front of the top step of the Frisco dugout and hauled it in. Martinez pops out, and now here comes Johnny Ornelas. Feels odd that in a hit party last night for Frisco, they scored 9 runs. There was no Johnny Ornelas. He enters the series with a tough assignment on the right-hander, Emerson Hancock. First pitch, inside. It's scooted Ornelas off the plate. One ball, no strikes to him.
Very similar to Saturday's game when we were talking, where Rough Riders had 14 hits. Ornelas went 0 for 5 in that game.
Right. Right in the middle of the order, too. Hancock 1-0. Just missing outside. Two balls, no strikes on some oohs and ahs on a pitch that missed just off the black for Hancock to Ornelas.
I think what really describes Johnny Ornelas, he went 0 for 5 in the game on Saturday. First two at-bats, both singles on the next day. That's exactly what he's done.
2-0 lifted in the air out to shallow right. Larson jogging in. Stops underneath and makes the catch. Couple pop-outs by the top Frisco hitters. This time it's Ornelas to fly out to right field. Bigger still at first base. There's two outs for Dustin Harris.
Now batting is number eight, Dustin Harris.
Well, everybody else, if it wasn't a 6:35 start across the Texas League, 7:05 starts are now well underway. First pitch to Harris. Shot back to the net. No balls and a strike to Dustin Harris. He walked back in the first inning. And the one that we're keeping our eye on is Wichita San Antonio. And the wind surge, taking early 1-0 lead.
Woo-hoo.
They've got a good right-hander in Cody Funderburk on the mound. Hancock, the 0-1. Missing down and outside. One ball and one strike in the first inning for Funderburk. 14 pitches, 9 strikes. And so why is that significant? Of course, the Rough Riders trying to catch the first place Missions. 1-1. Worked its way in. Change up. Now makes it one ball and two strikes. Entering tonight, San Antonio leads Frisco by 2 games in the standings, but the Rough Riders need 3. 1-2. Downstairs, and a big hold by Harris. Makes it count even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. The Missions missed 2 games earlier this year due to COVID outbreaks. Ball games that couldn't be played and then never made up. So just 2 games off the record. It gave them a better record overall at 34-28. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3 as Biggers was going for second. And it leaks into center field. But doesn't matter. Dustin Harris goes down swinging. And give Emerson Hancock his second strikeout of the night. That'll do it for Frisco in the top of the third inning. Still looking for our first runs of tonight's game. We go to the bottom half of the third inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Lil Sweet!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with 2 fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt at Whataburger.
It's time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Scoreless as we start the home half of the third at Dickey Stevens Park. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley with you as we're just moments away from 7:30 from North Little Rock, Arkansas. Lefty starter Avery Weems back on the bump. He'll face 3-4-5 of the Traveler's order. Here's Jake Shiner, first pitch. Just missing low. David Garcia appeals to Steven Rios and says that the first baseman Shiner held up. One ball in those strikes are underway in the bottom of the third. Weems, 2 innings, no runs in. 4 strikeouts for him tonight. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Evens up the count at 1 ball and 1 strike. Number 4 came back to end the second inning. Joe Rizzo with the bases loaded, 2 outs. Got him down swinging on that slider. The 1-1. Left outside. Arm side miss for Weems. Working lefty-righty on Shiner. It's now 2-1. The pitch home. Lifted in the air out to right. Josh Stowers hardly has to move. Now
tracks a little bit to his left, back to his right, and makes the catch. Just the second fly out recorded as an out for Avery Weems on the bump. And it comes as the first out in the bottom of the third inning. Everything else been a strikeout. Just one ball on the ground produced into an out. It came from Joe Rizzo back in the first inning. But through two innings, four of the six outs, punch outs. First pitch to Jack Larson's a tapper back to the net, 0-1. Kind of touches on what we mentioned. Avery Weems entering this matchup, standing a good chance to rack up the K's.
Absolutely.
0-1 to Larson. Swing and a miss outside on 89. Got him with a slider, and it's 0-2.
We've already seen a lot of swing and miss from this offense. Early on, that slider has been really electric. As you talked about, though, just about that pitch efficiency. If you can pitch to contact just a little bit more and go deeper in games, that's going to behoove him.
0-2 upstairs. One ball, two strikes, 23 pitches in the first, 27 in the second. Base is clear, one gone, and number eight in the bottom of the third from Weems. This is outside. Counts now even at two balls and two strikes. I think a better job in the second inning, giving up first pitch misses of the zone. Back in the first, he gave up the walk, his lone walk. 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Reach back to the slider and make it five strikeouts for Weems tonight. Two gone in the third. Two up, two down for the left-hander Avery Weems and the Riders defensively. Arkansas with a base hit in the first and three singles in the second. Lefty-righty to Caden Polkovich, the first pitch. Swing and a miss as he about drops down on a knee. 0-1. Polkovich, the leadoff man yesterday for Arkansas. Switch hitting infielder that struck out three times. He did walk in the ninth and came in to score. 0-1 from Weems. Shot back to the net. Foul ball makes it 0-2, and what a huge 1-2-3 inning this would be for the confidence of Avery Weems.
No kidding. Saw Kevin Gowdy loosening in the bullpen earlier. He's since sat down, and not only the confidence, but also the ability to go further in this game.
Weems stares over his glove. The 0-2 upstairs on the fastball at 96. Rammed it up there, but high and outside to Polkovich. It's 1-2. Weems ready for the 1-2 toss to the plate. Here it is. That misses high. Now two balls, two strikes. Back-to-back at-bats for Weems that have started 0-2. But then back-to-back misses. He had Jack Larson go 2-2 after an 0-2 start. A batter ago. Same to Caden Polkovich. A nod from Weems. The break-even pitch. Just missed outside. Tried to bring it back in, but couldn't backdoor Polkovich, and it's 3-2. Weems with a full count. Loosens up the jersey from his arms. Now the 3-2. Down and in for ball four. Had him 0-2, but four straight misses of the zone. And the second walk allowed by Weems tonight. Here comes Zach DeLoach. That's tough. Put himself in a good spot to make it a 1-2-3 inning, but just couldn't finish off a pitch where he wanted it to. Maybe had some good pitches, but Polkovich not enticed.
Yeah, especially that slider that tried to backdoor that you mentioned. A really good pitch, but couldn't get the call, and then don't want this thing to unravel. Finish off the inning.
Lefty-lefty on DeLoach. The first pitch to him. There's a strike, middle-middle. 93 from Weems. Snowballs and a strike on DeLoach, who had a base hit in the second inning. DeLoach sliding a spot in the lineup after batting fifth last night. 0-1. Same location on what looked like a different pitch from Weems. A little slower, and dropped it into the middle of the zone on DeLoach. Now no balls, two strikes.
Take it back to the first inning. He got the first two batters out and then allowed two to reach consecutively. Finishing off innings with two outs is going to be really important for him.
Throw over to first. Polkovich there easily. It's an Arkansas team that last night, you mentioned trying to put them away. They erased a five-run deficit. They had either the tying or the go-ahead runs aboard or alive in the 8th, 9th, and 10th. 0-2 pitch. Runner goes. Chopper up the middle. Ornelas, a backhand stab, quickly throws to first, and they got him. Avery Weems doesn't quite face the minimum, gives up his second walk of the night, but no runs on no hits for Arkansas, and they strand a runner aboard. Meanwhile, Weems picking up the fifth punch out of the night, and still zero under the run column for Arkansas. Same for Frisco. They try to change it when we start the fourth inning next from Dickey Stevens Park.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olson, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back to begin the fourth from Dickey Stevens Park. We're in North Little Rock, Arkansas. Frisco and the Travelers scoreless. Emerson Hancock back on the bump. His first pitch in there for a called strike one. 4-5-6 for Frisco, and Krim, Foscue, Fabian do up for the Rough Riders. Emerson Hancock, the righty starter for Arkansas. 0-1, a chopper towards short. Unroh on two hops has it. Throws across the diamond for the out. Blaine Krim rolls it over left side of the infield, and there's one gone in the fourth.
Number five, Justin Foscue.
Well, Avery Weems, meanwhile, has gone out for the fifth inning in every appearance in the month of June. He's got three innings behind him. He's going to need a pretty quick fourth in terms of the pitches that he's worked with this season to try and get to the fifth inning. Here's Justin Foscue. First pitch missed inside. One ball and no strikes. But a decent bounce back bottom of the third inning. No runs, no hits, only a walk given up. The 1-0. Foscue takes on the lower inner edge, and it's now one ball, one strike. Picked up strikeout number five. Felt like he put himself in a good spot. 1-1. Swing and a miss for strike two. Foscue went down watching back to begin the second inning. He'll take a long step out from the right side and now calls for time at the plate. Shade just about casting the entire outfield. There's still the middle alley in right center field. 1-2 to Foscue inside. It's been a hot spot for Hancock on right-handed hitters tonight. It's been working that lower inner edge. Tries Foscue there and missed his spot. It's now 2-2. Break-even pitch. Just missed it outside, maybe a little low. Counts full, three balls, two strikes.
Yeah, it's been that two-seam and changeup that he's been putting in the same exact spot down in, as you mentioned. He tried the changeup outside that time.
3-2. Breaks the bat of Foscue, flare shot right at the second baseman, Frick, who leaks into center field and makes the catch. And so Hancock with two gone to begin the fourth, but
He entered the inning with just over 50 pitches used, and Arkansas going to dip into their bullpen for the first time. The Rough Riders doing their job. It's a scoreless ball game as Emerson Hancock leaves the mound, and the Travelers going to their bullpen in the top of the fourth inning. Two outs. We step aside from North Little Rock with a pitching change. Come back with us. Sandro Fabian comes to the plate with the bases clear and two outs on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you all about the long home runs?
That one is out of here!
Do you enjoy the big strikeout?
Strike three called. This one's over.
How about a dazzling defensive play?
Dives and makes the catch! Unreal!
Then come watch the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field for all that and more.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, fans. Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Left-hander Rob Kaminsky in for Arkansas. He'll relieve Emerson Hancock, and the righty starter Hancock done after 3 2/3. His shortest outing since one of his first of the season. First pitch to Sandro Fabian from Kaminsky misses outside, ball one. Last time Hancock had an outing this few in terms of outs recorded, it was May 22nd, 2 2/3 against Northwest Arkansas. Kaminsky the 1-0. Floater outside. Two balls, no strikes. Last four outings consecutively for Hancock, they've been at least four innings. The last two have been at least five innings. 2-0. Fabian wears a strike. Catches the lower outer edge, and it's now 2-1.
And it's what we expected. We expected him to be treated with kid gloves, and that's exactly what's happening.
2-1 catches the lower edge, and now two balls, two strikes.
Trying to be as careful as possible coming off the injury, and hopefully thinking that he has a bright future ahead of him.
Break even, ripped foul. Fabian shoots it into the net. That's above the Riders' dugout. Still 2-2. But I think the Rough Riders, despite walks, hits, getting a good outing from Avery Weems, and they hold Arkansas off the scoreboard. You're not in a spot now where it's a bullpen game, needing to overcome a deficit. Now it's Rob Kaminsky, the 2-2. Shot the other way, foul. Fabian spraying it around the ballpark, still 2-2. Kaminsky, a 27-year-old at 6 foot, 195 pounds, from Inglewood, Cliffs, New Jersey. First rounder by the Cardinals back in 2013. Now in the Mariners system, 2-2. Swing and a miss in the dirt, got him for strike three. And Chia will throw to first, and Shiner will jog and tap the bag on his way to the dugout. No runs, no hits. Arkansas pitching faces the minimum. Emerson Hancock has his night come to a close, and Arkansas now officially in the bullpen. As is Frisco, Kevin Gowdy jogging in with the door open from center field, and we'll introduce you to Kevin Gowdy when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Whataburger, how do you make something that's already fresh even fresher? By adding fresh new things, like crisp pico de gallo for a little kick, and creamy cilantro lime sauce for that extra whoa. And pepper jack cheese because, of course, all on top of two fresh beef patties or with chicken on a brioche bun. Whataburger's limited time pico de gallo burger and new pico de gallo chicken sandwiches. Good thing for fresh things. Good thing there's Whataburger.
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Right-hander Kevin Gowdy on the bump for Frisco as Avery Weems' night comes to a close. Gowdy this season 0-1 with a 10.80 earned run average, but it's his 15th appearance, 13 strikeouts for him in 20 innings of work. Gowdy, the native of Santa Barbara, California, and a second rounder by the Phillies in 2016. And welcome back Kevin Gowdy as well. He's got the road grays with the White Sox and the high red stirrups. First pitch to Riley Unroe. Fastball at 94 that misses low and inside, ball one. Bottom of the order for Gowdy. Takes a big breath, winds the 1-0 pitch. Downstairs. Two balls, no strikes to Unroe. Laced one to center field back in the second.
Mentioned welcome back, Gowdy. He was on the development list for the last week, but good to see him back on the mound.
His 2-0. There's a fastball that finds a strike zone, 95, and it's 2-1. Avery Weems done after three innings. Mentioned it breaks a streak of outings in his last goes, 2-1. There's a called strike, and it's now two balls, two strikes. In the month of June for Weems, we mentioned not long ago, every outing he had gone out for the fifth had yet to reach it. Unroe calls for time at the plate, so he'll step out. Either 4 1/3 or 4 2/3 for Weems in the month of June. This one he's shut down after three innings, almost 70 pitches thrown, but no runs. 2-2. Lifted in the air, headed towards the seats. Left side of the infield, that's Jax Biggers really alone, will jog over. But a slap of a bounce off the concourse. It'll skip all the way back down. And a youngster runs it down.
You ever see any really bad spills of kids or guys going for foul balls?
I've seen a dog pile. Gowdy's 2-2. Just high. Good pitch. Three balls, two strikes to Unroe.
Seen some face plants.
Yeah, some stumbles, some oops. Drop beers.
A lot of drop beers.
That's an expensive foul ball. 3-2. Chopper first base side. Takes a high hop on Krim, but he gets the glove and flashes the elbows up there. And somehow stopped it into his glove. And Gowdy retires the first batter, faced one gone in the fourth inning.
That's a smart play by Krim. It actually bounced up, and he trapped it in between his hand and his shoulder. And instead of trying to move it to his glove, he just kept his arm cocked right there, took it right to the bag, and then showed it to the umpire that he still had it there, and then removed it. So didn't want to bobble it. give risk of losing that baseball.
Gives Gowdy a first batter retired. Here's Jake Anchia. First pitch is shot high in the air. Biggers, is this playable for him? Deep on the extended track. Glove up, makes the catch. I didn't think that one had a chance of staying in the ballpark. It did. And a one-pitch pop-out to the catcher, Jake Anchia. That's a huge second out for Gowdy in the fourth.
Massive. Get that big out on Anchia, who's 3-for-5 so far in this series with a home run. Get the pop out, and now you face the nine-hole hitting Patrick Frick, who's really struggled this season offensively.
Righty-righty matchup for Gowdy on Frick. 225 average, the first pitch. Shot off the opposite end of the bat towards Ornelas. He'll throw to first, and that's huge. One pitch pop out to Anchia for the second out, and a one pitch ground out to short for Kevin Gowdy for the third out for the Rough Riders in the fourth inning. No runs, no hits as Gowdy in from the pen faces the minimum, and that'll do it through four at Dickey Stevens Park. Anyone want to score? A staring contest here in North Little Rock. We go to the fifth inning. Zach Bigley back with you next on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, then creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt at Whataburger.
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches.
How ruthless baseball can be.
No. I love the game so much.
The talented guys that are here.
Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Still no score as we go to the top half of the fifth inning from Dickey Stevens Park in North Little Rock, Arkansas. On this beautiful Wednesday night, alongside Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you. Still nobody's found the scoreboard. Rob Kaminsky back on the hill. He faces David Garcia, Josh Stowers, Jax Biggers in the first pitch. Finds the outside corner at the knees for a strike to David Garcia, and it's 0-1. Bottom third of the order for the Riders. As Kaminsky got the final out of the fourth inning, relieving Emerson Hancock. 0-1. Fly ball foul right side. It's now 0-2. Kaminsky in the midst of his fourth appearance against the Riders this year. He pitched on the second day of the season, allowing three runs in an inning and two-thirds. Then in his first two appearances in the month of May, allowing one run over an inning and a third combined between those. He rocks in the 0-2. Swing and a miss, got him. Breaking ball down low in the dirt. Garcia, as a right-handed batter, strikes out. First down and the second strikeout for Kaminsky in a scoreless fifth. And Josh Stowers makes his way in. Stowers was robbed of a blue base hit his last time up. Soft pop-up into shallow right field, and Patrick Frick made a sliding stop on both knees to rob him. First pitch. Fly ball hit deep to left field. Deloach back to the warning track. He reaches up, and he makes the catch. Stowers blistered it out to left field. But Deloach, a good first step, went back on it with ease, and reached up, made the catch up over his head. Two up, two down quickly here in the fifth for Jax Biggers, who appeared to extend his hitting streak to a very, very good 15 games. But it was called an error on the pitcher Hancock, not a bunt base hit. First pitch, low and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. We'll see if that ruling changes anytime soon, but the Rough Rider is still being held to just one hit, the David Garcia single in the second. Kaminsky, the 1-0. Inside, two balls, no strikes. Fastball missing from the left-hander. Biggers is on that 14-game hitting streak right now. It's the longest active one in the Texas League. 2-0. Catches the top of the zone for a strike. It's 2-1. In fact, the Riders have the two longest active hitting streaks right now in the Texas League, with him at 14 games, Kellen Strom at 12. Strom not playing today. 2-1. Biggers watches a fastball on the outside corner for a called strike. And it's 2-2. Funny thing is, Jack says he actually doesn't feel very good at the plate right now. He's just finding a lot of holes in the defense. If you're not hitting very well, according to yourself, and you're still hitting .339 in the season, you're doing all right. Here's the 2-2. Chopper, right side of the infield. Patrick Frick at second has it, slings it on to first, and gets Biggers. And the side comes to a close in 1-2-3 fashion. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We roll to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Nothing. Our score remains on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ballgame with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three call. This one's over.
Let's ride.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Kevin Gowdy back to the hill as we mosey our way to the home half of the fifth inning. It's still no score between the Riders and the Travelers. Only five combined hits, four for Arkansas, one for the Rough Riders, two combined errors, one for each side. Top of the order due up against Gowdy, who worked a 1-2-3 fourth inning. He's back into his wind, and the Riders' right-hander's pitch to Kerwer is cut on a miss and a high fastball, and it's 0-1. Kerwer, an infield single back in the second. He's 1-for-2. Gowdy peels back. The 0-1 pitch. Off the outside corner, and the count goes to one ball and one strike. Kerwer hitting at .271, two homers and 15 runs batted in now. Slightly open stance, right side. Gowdy peels back, the 1-1. Just off the outside corner, it misses, and it's two balls and one strike. Well, great to see Kevin Gowdy back after a trip onto the development list. Trying to work on a few things. Get some time off the mound. He winds, 2-1. High pop-up, right side. Krim, the first baseman, watches it go foul. Two balls, two strikes on Kerwer. Remember, Gowdy was not even supposed to start here with the Rough Riders. It was a Tim Brennan lat injury that bumped Gowdy up here at the last possible second. Just 2 days before the season opened, in fact. He's back into his windup in the 2-2. Misses just high of the zone, and it's three balls, two strikes. So it was a tough task from the start. A guy who's been a starter pretty much his entire career, being tasked out of the bullpen. Here in Frisco, 3-2. This is up high for ball four with the slider. Leadoff walk here in the fifth inning, and Joe Rizzo makes his way to the plate. No score. Rough Riders and Travelers. Rizzo 0-for-2 with a ground out and a strikeout. Avery Weems got the start. He went 3. Gowdy pitched the fourth and now back out for the fifth. Gowdy closed off from the stretch. Third base side of the rubber. He's ready from the stretch and the pitch home to Rizzo. Swing and a foul back into Garcia's glove. And the count goes to no balls and one strike. Riders to the pole side shift on the infield. Foskey, the second baseman, playing halfway between first and second. Gowdy looks in for his sign. Right-hander ready from the stretch. And the 0-1. A hard liner right to Foskey at second. He snares it out of the air, throws on to first, and got him at first base. A double play for Kevin Gowdy on a line drive right to Foskew. He picked it, threw on to first, and Kerwer trying to dive back in head first but could not get there in time. A double play, and there are two outs now. Jake Shiner, the three-hitter in from the right side. No score, bottom five. Gowdy winds and delivers. Misses low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Shiner walked in the first, flied out to right in the third. Gowdy back into his wind in the 1-0. Misses high. Two balls, no strikes. Taking a peek at the scoreboard, Wichita leads 1-0 still at home against San Antonio in the top of the fourth. Gowdy back into his wind, the 2-0. Top of the zone, outside corner, fastball for a strike. 2-1. Rough Riders really need Wichita to win as many of those games as possible. Gowdy peels, 2-1. Swing and a miss, good slider off the outside corner. 2-2. Gowdy working with the bases clear, two outs, scoreless fifth. He has his sign from Garcia. Peels back in the 2-2. Down the right side, leaking towards the corner, and it's in there, a fair ball. Shiner tucks it into the corner. He turns on the Jets on the way to second and stops right there. Two-out double on a very weak swing going the opposite way. Just perfectly fitted inside the line. 14th double for Shiner, and Jack Larson stands in now. Larson 1-for-2 with an infield single back in the first. Fifth hit for Arkansas today. Gowdy looks in. He's ready from the stretch. And time called, pitch clock violation. No, one ball, no strikes on Larson. Gowdy recollects himself. He's ready from the stretch. 1-0 pitch. Strike on the upper edge, outside corner. A heater at 94, and it's one ball and one strike on Larson. Really warm night here in Arkansas. 97 degrees with a feels like of 103 at first pitch. 1-1 pitch on the way. Slider just inside. Two balls, one strike. Rough Riders got used to playing in warm temperatures the last couple weeks, but this is probably about as hot as it's been. Gowdy's ready from the stretch, 2-1. Inside corner of the knees for a strike, and it's 2-2. And we're expecting temperatures to even rise this week. We're looking at temperatures going up into the feels like of the 110s on Saturday. Ooh. It's going to be 102 actual temperature. Gowdy's 2-2. Got him swinging on a slider down low and inside. And Kevin Gowdy strikes out his first to get out of the jam here in the fifth inning. No runs across on a hit. No errors. One runner left on base. We're scoreless through five full innings here in Wichita. We go to the sixth. Or I should say in Arkansas, we go to the sixth. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Did you know the air inside your home could be making you sick? The EPA estimates indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than the air outside. The good news, Carpetex Air Duct Cleaning removes dirt, allergens, germs, molds, and viruses. And right now, get $75 off air duct cleaning from Carpetex. Call Carpetex and ask about the $75 off air duct deal today. 972-303-8906.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
How about some runs? JP Martinez starts things off here in the top of the sixth. No score. First pitch. Misses high and inside. One ball, no strikes. Martinez, Ornelas, and Dustin Harris, the perfect juncture of the order to try and get on the scoreboard for the Riders. Top third. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss and a good slider away, and it's one ball and one strike. Top half of the sixth inning. Rough Riders only hit came back in the second. Kaminsky goes off to the side of the mound, the left side, ties his shoe. Kaminsky starting his second full inning. He's thrown an inning and a third after coming in the fourth inning to record the final out. He's ready from the stretch. 1-1. Grounder foul right side. It's one ball and two strikes. It's been a very pitcher-friendly ballpark all season long, and the Rough Riders ran into that last year as well. Coming out here where they've had a lot of success over their history. Kaminsky pitches. Misses off the outside corner, and the count goes to 2-2. Frisco, in their history here in this ballpark, 74-52. Pitch home. Ground ball on one hop right to second base. Easy play for Patrick Frick. Belly high. He throws on to first and gets Martinez. One out. One down here in the sixth inning. Nothing, nothing. Here's Johnny Ornelas. Ornelas 0 for 2 today with the ground down to fly out to right field. Kaminsky deals. Slider, outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. David Ellingson is loosing out in the bullpen right now for Arkansas. Kaminsky looking like he's in no hurry to get out of the ballgame. The 0-1. Down low and inside, and it's one ball and one strike. Ornelas entering in today, the top leading hitter active in the Texas League. 1-1. Oh, and outside, and it's two balls, one strike. Only Emmanuel Valdez of Corpus Christi has a better batting average than him in Texas League play, though he has since graduated up to Sugar Land, AAA level. 2-1. High chopper, third base side. Rizzo comes in, picks, throws on the run to first. Got him. Two outs. He's now 0-3 today, though. Dustin Harris makes his way to the dish. She's 0-for-1. Walked and stole third back in the first inning. Rough Riders obviously did not push him across those. We're still scoreless here in the sixth. From the stretch, first pitch. Harris takes a high strike. Fastball, and it's 0-1. Harris grand slam yesterday. 12th home run of the year. Tied the team high for Frisco. 0-1. Just outside, barely missing. 1-ball, 1-strike. Harris has been one of those guys who has been a little streaky at times. Had a wonderful month of April. Struggled just a little bit in May. 1-1. Skips up the outside corner. In the dirt. 2-ball, 1-strike. And in the month of June, he has been good again. Average up to 263. Driving in a ton of runs. 2-1. High and inside. 3-ball, 1-strike. And on pace for over 30 stolen bases. And just shy of 20 homers. And still very, very young. It's 22. The pitch, a rip and a miss. And it's 3-2. Bases clear, 2 outs. Top of the sixth inning, no score. Harris adjusts the batting gloves. Stands back in from the left side. 3-2. Strike three called. Got him at the knees in the outside corner. Strike three. Side retired in the top of the sixth inning. It's Kaminsky's third strikeout. And Harris has to be careful. Chris Presley Murphy watching him back to the dugout. Side comes to a close. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Bottom six coming up. Still no score here on the Riders Baseball Network.
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olson, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom six in Arkansas. Grant Wolfram takes over on the mound for the Rough Riders as we go into the bottom half of the sixth inning. And Kevin Gowdy is done after his two innings of work. Avery Weems went 3, Gowdy went 2, and still scoreless baseball on both sides. Grant Wolfram, the big left-hander, stands at 6'8". He's ready from the stretch, and he delivers home the first pitch to Caden Polkovich. It's high and away, and it's 1-ball and 0-strikes. Polkovich was very familiar with Riders Field when he last played there. Not only has he played the last two seasons here in Arkansas, the 1-0. Ground ball foul at the plate, and it's 2-balls and 2-strikes, but he also played there as part of the Frisco Classic in 2020 as a member of the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Played there in 2020, and then prior to that, Northwest Florida State. Wolfram ready, the 1-1. On the outside corner for a called strike, and it's now 1-2 on Polkovich. Good bloodlines for Polkovich as well. His dad played a couple of seasons in the big leagues. Kevin Polkovich for the Pirates in 97 and 98. Pitch home is cut on and missed off the outside corner for strike three. Well, Grant Wolfram comes away with the strikeout. Good slider off the outer edge. One away here in the sixth inning, and Zach DeLoach makes his way out. Nothing game, bottom six. Pitch home to DeLoach. Fouled away. Left side, it's 0-1. DeLoach 1-for-2 with a single that came in the second. Whole side shift on the infield for the Riders. Wolfram, the 0-1 pitch. Slider inside, and it's 1-1. Grant Wolfram, the 25-year-old, native of Holland, Michigan. 2-1 with a 6.17 ERA. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Blew a fastball by him at 98 miles an hour from the left side. 1-2. 26 strikeouts over 23 and a third for the left-hander, but 22 walks. He kicks home the 1-2. Low and away. Missed with the fastball. 2-2. Hard throwing southpaw. When he's on, he is nearly untouchable. He's ready from the stretch. And the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Struck him out off the outside corner with the fastball at 97. Two up, two down via the K. And Riley Unroe makes his way to the plate. No score. Bottom half of the sixth inning. This is exactly the kind of game that Arkansas wants to play. A well-pitched game. They have struggled offensively, and they pitch very well. Unroe stands in from the right side. And the pitch on the way. Fouled back. 0-1. Rough Riders trying to coax some offense as they dip into this bullpen. Talked about how well that Arkansas pitches overall. Their starting staff has been much better numbers-wise than their bullpen. When you look at Rob Kaminsky on the other side, who's thrown 2 1/3 shutout innings with an 8 ERA. The pitch, breaking ball, slips inside, and it's 1-1. But you can't always go by just the numbers. Wolfram ready from the stretch with two outs. The 1-1. Swinging a foul into Garcia's glove, and it's 1-2. Boy, Wolfram has been attacking the zone with authority and fastball at 98 miles an hour consistently. Wolfram ready again. A 2-2. Chopper foul back behind home. Sorry, it was the 1-2. It's now still 1-2. He looks in for his sign again. Left-hander ready from the stretch. He delivers in the 1-2. High, 2-2. Fastball at 98. Jake Shiner doubled back in the fifth. And outside of that, the last hit for the Travs came back in the second. 2-2. Strike three called. Got him on the outside corner. Grant Wolfram strikes out the side here in the sixth inning. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the top of the seventh. Nothing our score. Rough Riders and Travelers on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans. Do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Right at the top of the seventh inning from Arkansas. No score and a new man on the hill. To tell you all about him, here's Chris Jarrett.
Appreciate it, Zach. It is the side-throwing right-hander, Braden Shipley. 30 years old. That's 6'1", 190 pounds. He was the Arizona Diamondbacks' first-round pick in 2013, the 13th overall selection from Medford, Oregon. This season, 2-1, 2.40 earned run average, 34 strikeouts, 30 innings, and a 1.10 earned run average. So a long-time vet in the system, going all the way back almost 10 years ago in his debut pro summer in the Diamondback system in 2013. Here's Blaine Crim. Righty-righty matchup as Shipley throws the first pitch, a floater that misses high and in. One ball, no strikes. We're off and running in the seventh inning. Shipley saw action all the way up until recently in the Diamondback system. 1-0 pitch, way outside. Two balls, no strikes. Of course, a 13th overall selection in 2013. You're going to give him his fair shot. Kansas City signed him as a free agent in January of 2020. Got a spring training invite. 2-0 toss. Chopper high, bouncing left side. And coming in as a shortstop, Unroll makes a running throw to first base to retire Crim. And there's the first out. Rough Riders haven't had a hit since the second inning. It's their lone hit up on the scoreboard. Meanwhile, for Arkansas, they've had chances. They've had base runners, five hits tonight, but no runs. We mentioned Shipley getting picked up by Kansas City. He was released later in August of 2020. Righty-righty to Justin Foscue. First pitch, a swing and a miss off the skinny part of the bat by the hands of Foscue, 0-1. So signed in mid-January, released by the end of August. Cincinnati rolled the dice on him in 2021, February of last year. Got a spring training invite. 0-1. Drops in the middle of the zone, and it's now one ball and one strike. And then in that 2021 year, Shipley released by the Reds just after Independence Day on July 7th. Seattle picked him up March this year. 0-2 pitch. Ripped left side and through the hole for a base hit. Justin Foscue able to do just that. He picks up Frisco's first base hit since the second inning. In a scoreless ball game, it's Justin Foscue that tries to put the first run tonight up on the scoreboard. Here comes Sandro Fabian. Shipley spent all of this season at the AA level. Righty-righty matchup on Fabian, his first pitch to him. A floater, that's a swing and a miss for a first strike. Shipley's been exclusively AAA since 2018. And so they want him to have success at AA. No balls in a strike. Runner goes for second. Swing and a miss, and it dies in the dirt. Foscue safe at second base on a stolen base. It was not a foul ball. It was. I didn't hear contact. Foscue will have to go back to first base. would have been just the second swipe bag of the season for Justin Foscue. But Fabian just got a piece. Foscue at first. Shipley set from the right side for the 0-2 pitch. On its way. Just missing down. Now one ball, two strikes. David Garcia on deck as the Rough Riders approaching the bottom part of their order. A turn in the lineup that might be setting itself up nicely as we approach the eighth and the ninth. Starting the seventh with the middle of the order up. Shipley's 1-2 toss. High fly ball up the third baseline, deep into the corner, and it's fair and gone. Chris Presley Murphy calls it fair down the left field line, and the Travelers dugout is in a tizzy. A two-run shot for Sandro Fabian to put Frisco in front in the seventh. Oh, boy.
And Colin Calgill's probably going to get ejected here, and he should.
That's a judgment call.
Wow. He's going to back off, but he is not happy. I mean, that was right down the line. Wow. We don't have a good vantage point from here,
nothing,
Chris.
Nothing.
It is, we're looking at the replay now behind us on the stream. Can we see if the ball crosses in front or behind? Can't really tell.
Wow, a two-run shot for Sandro Fabian, and Frisco takes a 2-0 lead in the seventh. Here's David Garcia. First pitch. It just misses the zone for ball one. Wow. Didn't really see anything from Mike Carroll up the third baseline. 1-0 from Shipley. Chopper right side, this right towards first. Shiner's there. He'll keep it himself and tap the bag for the second out.
Well, with a runner at first base, Carroll is in the middle of the diamond in his umpire rotation. So that is Chris Presley Murphy's call at the plate. And he called it a fair ball.
He pointed. I mean, it really didn't take him too long. So you mentioned that Calgill was really upset, and he was pretty much in the grill of Presley Murphy. And it must have been a calm discussion of, I saw it, it was gone. First pitch to Josh Stowers, he shows a bunt, pulls it back, and it missed the zone. One ball, no strikes.
And sometimes if in those situations, if umpires know they got it wrong, they'll say that. They'll be like, hey,
yeah,
I missed that
I
one.
I missed it. One out of Stowers, swing and a miss. Now one ball and one strike. Well, the atmosphere in this ballpark has just immensely changed. It was lively. It was noisy. Fans had energy. And that was a 50-50 call up the left field line, deep into the corner. And if it was fair, it was gone. And it was called fair. 1-1 outside, missing. Now two balls and a strike. A ball game that has not seen any runs until this seventh. Frisco and Arkansas went six scoreless. Shipley set the 1-1. Thought about from Stowers, but it nibbles the inner edge, now 2-2. Rough Riders offensively didn't have a hit since the second inning. It was their only hit, but a base hit from Justin Foscue. Sandro Fabian, two-run blast. A nod from Shipley. Righty-righty on Stowers, a 2-2 pitch. Down and away. Three balls, two strikes. He had the pitch clock really low and was just about down to one as he was in the middle of his motion home. Might have rushed him a little bit. Base is clear for Josh Stowers. He went deep last night. Three balls, two strikes from Shipley. And now time called at the plate. It's the third allowed homer this season for Braden Shipley as he entered tonight with 30 innings behind him. Home runs have been an issue for the right-hander. We mentioned he'd been exclusively AAA since 2018, and the averages haven't been nice to him. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Stowers goes down reaching. Braden Shipley new in, picks up a strikeout to put a cap on the top of the seventh, but not before the Rough Riders get a two-run shot from Sandro Fabian, and he gives Frisco a 2-0 advantage. His ninth of the season, and Grant Wolfram back out from the Riders' dugout after the stretch, back on the bump. It's a 2-0 Riders lead. Come back to the bottom of the seventh on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride!
Stretch time is over. Back to the action to the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Wow, what a dramatic turn in tonight's ballgame that had been scoreless until the top of the seventh. Sandro Fabian with a judgment call down the left field line. It's marked a homer, and the Riders lead it 2-0. After the stretch, it's Grant Wolfram back on the mound. First pitch, a rip and a miss on the fastball. 96 to the catcher, Anchia. No balls and a strike. 8-9-1 for the lefty reliever, Wolfram. A bullpen effort for Frisco last night. Wolfram, the second man out of the pen tonight. And more action. 0-1. Ripped down the third baseline and foul. Biggers couldn't get his glove on it. And probably for the best, as it's a long strike two on the catcher, Anchia. Arkansas fans with their Razorbacks in the College World Series. Ole Miss hasn't lost yet. Arkansas leads in the top of the eighth 3-1. So a Razorbacks win staves them off from elimination. Ole Miss dropping a game tonight. They're still alive. Lefty ready to Anchia. Wolfram's 0-2. Downstairs. The catcher takes. One ball, two strikes. We saw Anchia work a 9-pitch at-bat back in the second. That was on Avery Weems, if you remember it. It was a weak base hit out to right field. He went down to reach the plane of the ball. 1-2. Rip and a miss, strike three. Got him on the high heat. 97 from Wolfram. He's got four strikeouts on four batters faced.
Stepping up to the plate, number 15.
Bottom of the order in Patrick Frick now.
Man, Grant Wolfram really reaching back for the good stuff today. He has been really good. And the big key, Chris, he's been throwing a ton of strikes.
First pitch. Popped down the first baseline. And a Taylor that clangs off the bleacher seats. 0-1.
When he's in the zone, he has really good stuff. He just has had a tough time controlling it this year. And this is peak Grant Wolfram. This is what we want to see from him.
Attacking with the fastball. 0-1 pitch. Way high. 93. A notable tick down. One ball and one strike. 97. It's hard to put a saddle on that.
Yeah, he was 98 in his first inning for three different fastballs. He's been really good with the heater tonight.
Break even. breaking ball that, boy, Garcia hardly had to move the glove. And it misses the zone. Now two balls and a strike.
Also, in terms of scores, Chris, San Antonio scores a run in the top of the fourth. They are now tied, San Antonio and Wichita, bottom half of the fourth inning at Riverfront Stadium.
2-1 shot foul. It'll skip off the tiles. I should say shingles above us.
We haven't touched on this yet this series, if I can speak. The river beyond right field here is the Arkansas River. Riverfront Stadium in Wichita is right next to the same river, but it's a different name.
2-2. Down and away. Full count to Frick with the bases clear and one out. Three balls, two strikes. It's the same river, but they call it
the Arkansas River. Apparently there's a law that it has to be called that up there. I broke the law, apparently.
3-2. Outside for ball four on one that gets away into the backstop. And so Frick tosses the bat. He's up to first. First batter faced by Wolfram that hasn't been struck out. That was the fifth man faced. Top of the order in Tanner Kerwer. If Arkansas is poised to make any movement tonight, it's on this pass through the lineup.
No doubt. This is back up to the top of the order, as you mentioned, and this is the very tough part with Kerwer, who already has a hit and a walk tonight, and then Rizzo, who's been on fire all month. This is the scary part of this lineup.
Lefty-righty on Kerwer, a 271 average for him. First pitch, ripped into left field. That'll drop in front of Harris for a base hit. Two aboard with one out as Wolfram giving up his first walk and his first hit in consecutive fashion. Here comes Joe Rizzo. Remember the last time that Rizzo was up? Ripped a line drive to Justin Foskey, who pulled it down. Immediately got a throw back to first base. Doubled off Kerwer, who had the walk that Zach mentioned. And quickly cleared the bases. Fortunately, they did, because Jake Shiner doubled in his next at-bat. That would have put Arkansas on the scoreboard. Instead, the double was stranded after Jack Larson in the following and final at-bat of the fifth inning went down swinging. Infield for Frisco met on the mound quickly. They wanted to chat with Wolfram. Rough Riders have action down in their bullpen. This might be another tight situation for Frisco tonight. There's no Lucas Jacobson, who's been on the IL for a long time. Nick Starr, a save guy, appeared last night. For Ozuna, back-to-back outings. First pitch to Rizzo. He loads up, slaps it in the air to left field. Harris long on the move, deep in the corner, and it clangs around in the seats. Just ran out of room. 0-1.
And no Chase Lee, who's up in AAA now.
No Chase Lee. This is a Frisco team that it was really, you could be blindfolded and throw a dart at a dartboard and have it fall on a name that you could trust in a save situation with how they started the year. But as we mentioned, starting to dwindle quickly. You could maybe think of a Grant Anderson, but he also would be on short rest. Wolfram's 0-1 pitch. High fly ball out to right field. Stowers goes back, but shy of the track, makes the catch. Throws it back into the diamond, tagging from second, and moving to third is Patrick Frick. Runners at the corners on a long fly out that would have been crushed in other ballparks in this league. I don't know. Shy of the track. I mean, it's a deep ballpark, but that might have just been a deep flyout.
Yeah, I think that's a little more scary in other ballparks. But
right.
Maybe gets out in Amarillo. We can say that about a lot of balls, though. Mm-hmm. I think Grant Anderson, we'll probably see Seth Nordlund at some point tonight. Was the only two guys who didn't throw yesterday and haven't already thrown in this game. That's it.
Wow.
Those two.
Well, it was seven out of the bullpen for a Frisco staff that, including starters, has 16. Jeff Andrews wants to ensure that he doesn't have to use the bullpen until at least the eighth. Comes out to have a word with Grant Wolfram. The rest of the Rough Riders infield does as well. And it's good to see it, injecting confidence in the lefty reliever, Grant Wolfram, as he's got runners at the corners in a two-run ball game. Bottom of the seventh inning, Frisco got a two-run homer, the ninth of the year for Sandro Fabian, to break what was a scoreless ball game. Six scoreless innings had passed us by.
Game's changed a bit.
Little bit, and we're ready for Jake Shiner. Wolfram from the left side, a long pause, and now the first pitch. Pours in the strike on the first pitch to Shiner. 0-1. First baseman tonight have ripped a double in the fifth inning and a walk back in the first. Wolfram set. Again, a long hold in the 0-1. Same pitch, dropped it in there for a called strike two. Looked like a little bit of a quicker motion for Wolfram. He does have two aboard. With Frick at third, Kerwer at first base. Two-run Frisco lead. 0-2 pitch. Chopper back up the mound. It gets past Wolfram. Foscue's there, flips to second for the force out. A dicey final out by Frisco, but they strand two on base. Again, Arkansas denied from a scoring chance, and we're all done through seven. 2-0 Frisco. Grant Wolfram and the Riders hanging on to the lead. We go to the eighth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three called. This one's over.
Let's ride.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olsen, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Braden Shipley back on the mound for Arkansas as we're off and running in the eighth. 2-0 Riders lead, and they send 9-1-2 to the plate. Jack Spigger is standing in, staring at an 0-1 count. Shipley fires home, and it misses low. After a first pitch called strike, the next toss down in the dirt. One ball, one strike to Biggers. He reached tonight, but on what we thought was a bunt base hit back up the middle, ultimately ruled an error. E1 on Emerson Hancock. 1-1 toss. Floats into the zone, but a hardy cut from Biggers. He was out in front of it, and it's now 1-2. Only one other bat for Biggers tonight. Hard to believe as we're in the eighth. And he grounded out to the right side, the pole side. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Same pitch. Held a little bit more lower in the zone by Shipley, and Biggers down reaching for strike three. Two punch outs for Shipley after he gave up the two-run homer in the seventh. Top of the card now for Frisco, and it's J.P. Martinez. Righty-lefty matchup for the center fielder, JP. He's 0-3 tonight. First pitch, shot over towards the Frisco dugout.
Look out. Oh, friendly fire.
Yeah. Hope everyone's good. No balls and a strike.
Everyone goes down to the opposite side of the dugout.
Right. Change it up. 0-1 pitch. Floats in and a swing and a miss to JP. It's now 0-2. Well, Shipley looking a lot more comfortable against left-handed hitters. The base hit from Foscue and the two-run homer from Fabian, both righties. 0-2. Martinez swings and misses for strike three. Easy work for Shipley. He's sat down his first two in the eighth via the strikeout. His third, and there's two gone.
Well, Zornelis makes his way to the plate, Chris, keeping an eye on that San Antonio-Wichita game. Wichita scored in the bottom of the fourth to take a 2-1 advantage, and now they're in rain delay. Looking at the radar in Wichita, it does not look very good. They're probably going to be delayed for a pretty long while.
Righty-righty. Ornella's first pitch, tapper at the plate, 0-1.
Now, the game is not enough to go final. So what they would do is they'd suspend it, and they'd finish it off tomorrow. The full nine innings, then play a seven-inning game for the second game of the day.
We'll keep you posted on that one. Yeah, the radar that Zach showed me didn't look good, at least for tonight's forecast. 0-1, down and away. Picked out of the dirt to Ornelas, who also is without a hit tonight. Frisco only had one hit through those first six innings, and it came from David Garcia on a two-out single in the second. Then back-to-back hits for Frisco. Foscue single, Fabian two-run shot. 1-1 strike to Ornelas. Chopper foul off the top of the net. Above the Riders dugout, and it's now 1-2. Quarter to nine. Started at 6:35. Ornelas in his first game of the series. Didn't see him last night. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Shipley much more improved in the eighth and turns some momentum back to the home Travelers fans as he enters in the seventh, gives up the two-run homer, but K's the side in the eighth inning. Still 2-0 Frisco, and they turn to their bullpen one more time tonight. 2-0 lead. We go to the home half of the eighth inning next from Dickie Stevens Park.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders general manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Lil' Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's on something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big at Brighton, North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
New man on the mound for Frisco is the right-hander Grant Anderson. He'll face the middle of the order, 4-5-6 for Arkansas on Anderson's first pitch. Misses outside at 95, ball one. Anderson entering with a 3-4-4 earned run average, and the Rough Riders looking to him to try and keep this one in a 2-0 lead. 1-0 is swung on and missed. It's now 1-1. Well, good shape for Anderson. Bottom of the order has struggled. 1-1. Missing low. 2-2 to Larson. He had the base hit back in the first, but Struck out in the third, struck out in the fifth. Now working two balls and a strike. The pitch inside. Now 3-1. Anderson turning 25 yesterday. Born on June 21st, 1997, the native of Port Arthur, Texas. Working 3-1 on Larson, the pitch home. High fly ball out to left field. Harris on the move, deep into the alley, and it gets over his head off the wall. Larson takes the turn, heads for second, and a leadoff double for the right fielder, Jack Larson.
Well, Anderson will have to pitch around the double here in the eighth inning, but let's turn to some good news, Chris. Cole Reagans, who was promoted from the Rough Riders to AAA last week, making his second AAA start. You ready for this?
Yep.
Six shutout innings, two hits, seven strikeouts, two walks. That's our boy.
What's the score looking like there?
1-0, Round Rock.
All right. First pitch to Caden Polkovich outside. One ball, no strikes. Give him the win.
Please.
Get the guy a win.
Nick Solak, a sack fly, the one run in that game. They're in the top of the eighth inning.
Anderson set. Checks the runner at second, the 1-0. Missing outside. Two balls, no strikes. Trying the arm side sinker that he normally likes to go to, and it's been missing outside. Chase Lee shut it down, maybe. When
we'll
he
see.
Last go?
2 days ago, I think. Jonathan Hernandez is on the hill right now.
2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss as he dials up the off-speed. 78 from Grant Anderson. Two balls and a strike.
That's now two starts for Reagans, Chris. Two runs allowed in 13 innings. A 1.38 ERA. That'll play.
Getting exactly what they hoped they would. On the transition from AA to AAA for Cole Reagans. Anderson set. Looks home. The 2-1. Just missed. Now three balls and a strike. Tough for Anderson as he comes in and works a 3-1 count. Gives up the double to Jack Larson. And now a 3-1 count on Caden Polkovich. Anderson comes home. Left it outside. Ball four. Anderson left a tight one on a 2-1 offer and didn't get the benefit of a call. And now walks the designated hitter, Caden Polkovich. Here comes the left fielder, Zach Deloach.
It seems like they're relying on Anderson to get the last two innings here. Seth Nordlund is the only one remaining in the bullpen who didn't throw yesterday.
Jack, you mentioned 11 left on base for Arkansas. They've got 9 entering the 8th inning left on base. Righty-lefty. First pitch to Deloach. Ball 1. Deloach had the base hit in the 2nd, but he's been turned away in his last two trips to the plate. A ground out in the 3rd and struck out swinging in the 6th. Anderson first pitch looked pretty good. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Now one ball, one strike. Riley Unruh on deck. And the shortstop, 0 for 3 tonight. Put in the bottom of the order. Had the RBI hit in the 8th inning to help keep Arkansas within distance. Two balls and a strike. Thought about, but left outside by Deloach.
Some close misses.
Really close. As Anderson has been ringing that pitch all season. Trying to get adjusted in his appearance on this Wednesday night. Two balls and a strike to Deloach. He comes home. Off the inside edge of the bat, the handle from Deloach. Back to the net, and it's 2-2. Fun story for Anderson, was formerly in the Mariners system. Native of Texas. He just said, I'm just simply going to tell you, I grew up watching the Astros. It was just the closest team. That's how it is. That's how it is for some of these guys. Anderson sets at the chest, kicks the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Big punch out for Grant Anderson, and there's the first out in the bottom of the eighth. That's just the one. You get one under your belt, and now a ground ball can get you out of the inning. Shortstop Riley Unruh now. We mentioned that he went 2-for-4 yesterday, and both hits came in the late stages of a Tuesday game that needed extra innings between Frisco and Arkansas. This one feels similar. Anderson's first pitch. Called strike one, and there's that pitch working on left-handed hitters that finds the outer edge, 0-1. Unruh, a switch-hitting middle infielder for Arkansas. He's worked some long at-bats tonight. 0-1 toss. High fly ball out to left. Harris coming in. Stops underneath it. Gets the glove up and makes the catch. Two pitches and a quick second out. And now it's the catcher Jake Anchia coming to the plate. That name sounds familiar. It was Anchia that was the big bopper for Arkansas last night. Two-run homer that made this a ball game in the seventh inning. It was basically a shot in the arm for Arkansas, who didn't have one run through six innings on just two hits. First pitch to Anchia. Thought about, but he left it outside. Good pitch from Anderson. Attempting one, but it misses. One ball, no strikes. And then the seventh happened. Riley Unruh base hit. Anchia two-run homer. Made it 6-3 Frisco. 1-0. Outside. Two balls and no strikes. Rough Riders had a 5-0 lead after the top of the fourth and a 6-1 lead going into the stretch before the two-run homer. One in the eighth, two in the ninth. Here we are Wednesday night. Anderson, the 2-0 pitch. Catching the outer edge. A good pitch as Anchia started this at bat patiently, but he wears a 2-0 strike. Two on, two out in the bottom of the eighth. Frisco leading 2-0 despite being out hit 7-3. Anderson sets, righty-righty, the 2-1 pitch. Shot up the first baseline and into the right field corner. It's a base hit for Anchia. Larson in from second. Polkovich getting the green light and finally played in from Stowers in right field. We're tied in the eighth. A late swing from Anchia that was shot in the perfect spot. It took Stowers a couple beats to get it out of the right field pocket, and it gave Polkovich enough time to come all the way in from first and tie our game at twos. We got a ball game.
There we do. That was one where it looked like it was going to kick off the sidewall. It went all the way down to the corner and then kicked back. So Stowers had a couple different routes to take, and that allowed Polkovich with his speed to easily come in and score from first.
To run double for Anchia's Patrick Frick now stands in. First pitch missed outside, 1-0. Rough Riders have to get busy offensively. They've gotten those two runs in from the two-run homer from Sandro Fabian. They're just going to need more. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Now one ball and one strike. Thought that it would be enough with how tonight's game has flown, but the leadoff double and walk from Anderson. Ultimately, the difference, at least in this bottom of the eighth inning. Working on an even count in the bottom of the order, and Frick, the 1-1. Shot up the first base line, but this one just foul.
And it rolls back fair past the
bat. Yeah, had so much spin on it that I think Steven Rios thought that it was just a harmless foul ball, but almost before it got past first base, it started to spin. And so he hopped out of the way.
You mentioned how good this bullpen has been, Chris. This is back-to-back nights with blown saves now. Can't remember last time we've said that this season.
Grant Anderson now working 1-2 with two outs. The go-ahead run at second. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss as Frick tosses the bat on the strikeout. And Chia stranded at second base, but Arkansas doing the damage of tying our game in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Frisco 2, Arkansas with two runs in the bottom half, and we're all tied to the ninth. Zach Bigley back with you on the Riders Baseball Network next. Frisco looking for a run to try and take the lead late in Wednesday night's game.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back of the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win.
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Fourth pitcher of the game into the game for the Arkansas Travelers as we go to the top of the ninth inning. Tied at two, Travis Kuhn takes the hill. He takes over for Braden Shipley, who allowed his two runs over his two innings of work. A two-run double coming in the eighth inning from Jake Anchia. Back-to-back nights where he has a massive hit. It was the two-run home run yesterday, two-run double today. And we are tied at the deuces. Top of the ninth inning, Dustin Harris, Blaine Grimm, Justin Foscue, 3-4-5 due up. Travis Kuhn has been nearly unhittable this year for Arkansas. Closed off from the stretch, the right-hander's pitch. He floats one on the outside corner for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Harris 0-for-2 with a walk. Rough Riders with just three hits on the offensive side. The pitch. It'll chop around in front of the mound. Kuhn fields, flicks it onto first. Low, and it gets past Shiner, the first baseman, down the line. Harris turns tail on his way to second. He slides in safely. So on a missed throw by Travis Kuhn, the pitcher, low to the first baseman, Shiner. It looked catchable, just went under his glove. And Blaine Grimm at the plate now. Kuhn fielded it on a high hop and turn and rifled it onto first, and it was low. And it's the second error today. Blaine Grimm in from the right side now. Harris leads from second the pitch. Grimm takes a breaking ball, top of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1. So no hit, error all the way. Harris at second base. Owen 1 on Krim, who's 0-for-3 tonight. Pitch home. Flight foul right side. 0-2. Two runs on eight hits and two errors now for Arkansas. Riders two runs, three hits, one error. Tie game. Top of the ninth, 2-2. Second time in as many nights we've been tied in the ninth inning. Pitch home. Wide foul right side, and it's still no balls, two strikes. Harris has great speed at second. Right-hander ready from the stretch, the 0-2. Chopper, right side, Shiner back on it, the first baseman's got it. He takes to the back himself for the out. And Harris down to third. So that's as good as a bunt, moving the go-ahead man 90 feet away from home. Here's Justin Foskey. It almost plays like an extra innings runner at second because he's unearned to get at second base. Now the infield comes in with a runner at third. One out. Foskey, who singled and scored back in the seventh on the two-run go-ahead homer by Sandro Fabian. Top of the seventh inning. Riders trying to pull one out late again. First pitch to Foskey. High and outside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Foskey now 3-for-9 in the series. Hitting 270 on the season. Pitch home. Takes a breaking ball with a slider on the outside edge. A called strike. We're even at 1-1. Travis Kuhn, the 24-year-old. 1-1 with a 1.74 ERA this year in 24 outings. He's ready. The 1-1. Swing and a miss at a high fastball, and it's one ball and two strikes. Sandro Fabian is on deck, who had that home run to put the Riders in front. Kuhn ready from the stretch. He rocks in the 1-2. A line drive down the right field line. Larson after it. He makes the catch. Harris tags. He's on his way home, and he scores. Riders take the lead 3-2 in the top of the ninth inning. Sacrifice fly for Justin Foskey. The Riders get the job done. A little unorthodoxly. Without the aid of a hit. Riders with an error on the pitcher, Travis Kuhn, that allowed Dustin Harris not only to reach, but reach second. Advanced to third on the ground up by Blaine Krim to first, and he scores on the sack fly. It's 3-2. Riders lead it. First pitch to Fabian. Inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Riders out in front by a run here in the ninth inning. Ready from the stretch. 0-1. Swing and a miss. High inside fastball on 2. The Riders only have 3 wins all season decided in their final at bat. This would be their 4th. 0-2. Fly ball to right field. Larson coming in on it. He's under it. And the right fielder makes the catch. Side comes to a close, but not before the damage is done for the Rough Riders. A run across and a sacrifice fly. The Riders lead 3-2 as we go to the home half of the ninth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Is this what you deal with when trying to enjoy the outdoors with your family and friends? Hi, this is Dennis Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. No one likes mosquitoes, and they carry diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Our mosquito suppression service provides the most effective mosquito control so you can get back to enjoying the outdoors. Visit GoAnteater.com to schedule your mosquito suppression service today. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the professionals at ABC.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're into the bottom half of the ninth inning. It's 3-2. Riders out in front of the Travelers. a sacrifice fly from Justin Foscue scoring the go-ahead run in the top of the ninth inning. And now Tanner Kerwer leads things off against Grant Anderson. Top third of the order, Kerwer, Rizzo, and Shiner against Anderson, who allowed those two runs to come across in the eighth. Right-hander Rennie as he deals. Slider outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. So the blown save by Anderson, and for the second straight night, the Riders pitcher who gives up the runs has a chance at the win. The pitch is high and away, and it's 1-1. For Ozuna, did the same and got the win in 10 innings yesterday. Anderson ready from the stretch. 1-1. Slider outside, and it's 2-0. Easier said than done, though. Kerwer is 2-for-3 today with a walk. Jake Shiner, who's in the hole, is 1-for-3 with a double. 2-1. Slider, strike in the outside corner, 2-2. Anderson plays the defense behind him straight up. 2-2. Off the end of the bat, fly ball, shallow left field. Harris charging in, still coming, under it, got it. One away. Three-two, Rough Riders, bottom half of the ninth. The Wichita game. Wichita and San Antonio, which was in delay, has been suspended. So they'll pick it up tomorrow. We'll have the two games tomorrow to take a look at. Anderson ready from the stretch. Pitch to Rizzo is fouled straight back in its 0-1. So no more scoreboard watching from that instance tonight. Game suspended in the bottom of the fourth inning. 2-1 Wichita. Anderson ready from the stretch. The 0-1. Swinging a foul back into Garcia's glove. 0-2. Pull side shift on the infield for Rizzo. Anderson readies once again, and the 0-2 pitch on the way. Flicked foul left side. Still no balls, two strikes. Rizzo with his 12 home runs, a dangerous man at the plate. Anderson kicks in the 0-2. Hard ground ball right side, past the diving Krim down the right field line. Stowers gobbles it up and sends it back in. He holds Rizzo to a single, but it's a one-out knock. Krim was playing no doubles defense down the line to the pole side. Stepping a dive off to his right-hand side, and he couldn't get it. Jake Shiner stands in now. 3-2 Rough Riders, bottom half of the ninth inning. Shiner, 1-for-3 with a double and a walk. Connor Hoover pinch runs. So Rizzo out of the game, and Hoover will come in defensively as well at third if we go into the 10th inning. Oh, more speed at first base now. Anderson pitch home to Shiner. Slider outside, 1-0. Shiner, 2 hits in the series. He's walked 3 times as well. Anderson kicks in the 1-0 pitch. Strike with a slider on the upper edge, outside corner, 1-1. Shiner didn't like the call. Infield at double play depth, the ground ball can end the game and send the Riders to victory. It would be their third consecutive win. One-one. Check swing roller back behind home, and it's 1-2, and we're in a weird spot right now as we're in the bottom of the ninth inning, and there is the Woo Pig, or Pig Suey, what's it called? I don't even know. They're cheering for Arkansas, who just won their game in the College World Series against Ole Miss. Anderson nods yes at the sign. He's ready from the stretch. 1-2 pitch. Off the outside corner. 2 balls, 2 strikes. So now fans focusing in on this game at hand. Hoping for a rally here in the ninth. Anderson trying to shut him down. Anderson ready from the stretch. The 2-2. Hard ground ball to Ornelas. He's got it at short. On to second for one. On to first. High. Not in time. They get the one out as Foscue's throw was high and it pulled Krim off the bag. He tried to come down on the bag, but Jake Shiner had crossed. 2 outs, runner at first. Here's Jack Larson. Hopefully that does not come back to bite the Rough Riders. It was a tailor-made double play. The feed from Ornelas was a little bit behind Justin Foscue rather than in front of him where you'd like to see that ball. But that is an easy turn. He'll tell you he's got to make that play. From the stretch, pitch to Larson. He takes outside, 1 ball, no strikes. So the throw had him back on his heels when he made the throw, and that led to the high toss onto first. Larson 2 for 4 today. Anderson kicks in. Hard line drive and a left base hit. Shiner up to second, 2 aboard, 2 out. Bottom of the ninth inning, 3-2 Frisco. 10th hit for Arkansas. Rough Riders have been held to just 3 hits offensively. And a meeting on the mound. Garcia is going to go chat with Grant Anderson. And Seth Nordlund has gotten up and started to loosen in the Riders bullpen. I believe that's Seth Nordlund. Long meeting on the mound, players only. Chris Presley Murphy breaks it up. It's not Seth Northam. It's Joe Corbett. Here's Caden Polkovich. Polkovich 0-for-2, 2 strikeouts, 2 walks. 0-for-7 in the series. Switch hitter batting from the left side. Anderson ready from the stretch. He deals in. Slider, strike of the upper edge. Outside corner 0-1. Another thriller here in Arkansas. Tristan Pauly left the bases loaded in the bottom of the 10th inning yesterday. 2 on, 2 out here in the ninth. 0-1. Outside, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Nothing coming easy. Shiner at second, Larson at first. Right-hander readies. 1-1 pitch on the way. Slider rammed to the center. That's in for a base hit. Shiner around third. He's on his way to the plate. Martinez throw. He's out. He's out at home. Martinez pegs him at the plate, and the Riders win. Oh, my goodness. J.P. Martinez with a gun from center field to nail Shiner at home plate, and the Riders win 3-2. What a finish from Arkansas. Oh my goodness! J.P. Martinez on a base hit to center field from Caden Polkovich came charging in. He got it. A crow hop, he threw to home and pegged out Jake Shiner on a beautiful one-hop throw right to David Garcia, and the Rough Riders have an elimination number still at 4. With 4 games remaining in the first half. What a finish from Dickie Stevens Park. Chris Jarrett has the postgame show for you. He'll break it down after this. You're on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is back.
A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike three call. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.TV for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
That's the good stuff. Frisco with a 3-2 win on a play at the plate. A relay on a base hit from Caden Polkovich to center field, and J.P. Martinez with a feed to David Garcia, who hauled it in, slapped the tag on the first baseman, Jake Shiner, couldn't come in from second, and that is what ends our ball game. The Rough Riders out hit 11-3, but Arkansas with two errors, and the second was the costly one. Dustin Harris coming in to score on a sac fly in the top of the ninth after Frisco blew a 2-0 lead in the bottom of the eighth inning. Wow, what a ball game. It was entrusted in Grant Anderson, who it's the second consecutive game of the series, as Zach mentioned, for a Frisco pitcher to be given the blown save and the win. Happened to Furo Zuna last night. Grant Anderson now a perfect 4-0 on the season, as he gets his first blown save of the year. Pair of strikeouts and a walk, but two earned runs on five hits allowed by Anderson. Numbers that we have not seen from him this season. And in the ninth inning, three hits allowed, but no runs in, as Arkansas went all out. A base hit from Joe Rizzo. They pinch hit Connor Hoover. And with one out, a ground ball from Jake Shiner. Ornelas to Foscue to Krim, but it was high at first, and it kept our game going. So with a runner at first base, Jack Larson base hit into left field. That put runners at second and first, and basically the tying run at second and the winning run at first. Caden Polkovich, the base hit to center field, and you know what JP can do with it. Frisco finishing 0-2 with runners in scoring position, 3-12 on the opposite end. We mentioned a lot of times this season the Rough Riders do winning things but end up on the losing side. Tonight, you'll certainly take this one. Out hit 11-3 and finish 0-2 with runners in scoring position to win 3-2 the final score. Travis Kuhn gets the loss. He gives up the sacrifice fly in the ninth, and it was Dustin Harris coming in on an unearned run from Travis Kuhn. Just a wild ball game, really. Frisco finishing with three hits, we mentioned. It comes from Justin Foscue, Sandro Fabian, and David Garcia. But Foscue and Fabian combining for two of the runs in the top of the seventh inning. Two of the runs in the ballgame, should say. And the two runs in the top of the seventh coming from the ninth knock of the season for Sandro Fabian. It brought in Foscue, 2-0 Frisco lead, and it felt like the way that the ballgame had been going, that would be the difference. But two for Arkansas in the eighth, one for Frisco in the ninth, and the Travelers had all the momentum in the world at home, a ballpark where they played great this season. Entered the week 17-13 at Dickey Stevens Park, but the Rough Riders stealing the first two of the series last night in extras and tonight in the bottom of the ninth on a play at the plate from center field. 3-2 the final score. We'll step aside for the first time on our postgame show, come back and take a full trip around the Texas League and close our broadcast down by taking a look at tomorrow's expected pitching matchup. That's next on the Riders postgame show. Frisco winners on Wednesday night, 3-2 over Arkansas.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah, 3-2 Rough Riders win tonight. And starting to fold down Dickie Stevens Park, getting it prepped for tomorrow night's Thursday night contest in Game 3 of our six-game series between Frisco and Arkansas. Chris Jarrett back with you on the Riders Baseball Network. Tomorrow night's game, same time as the first two in the series, 6:35 start time. After tomorrow is when our start times are adjusted. Friday night, a 7:05 start, same as Saturday, 7:05 on Friday and Saturday, and then we close it down with a 1:35 start time on Sunday. Frisco looking for their third win of the week and trying to continue to keep the pressure on San Antonio as they send the lefty starter Cody Bradford to the bump tomorrow. 5-3 on the season, but a 6.06 earned run average has tilted the scales for Bradford this year. A 1.53 whip, 52 strikeouts in 49 innings of work. Bradford, in his last two appearances, has picked up a winning decision. The last time out for Bradford, one of his best of the season. 11 strikeouts, one walk allowed in 5 1/3 scoreless innings. It rivals what he did in Tulsa with 10 strikeouts, but he gave up a pair of home runs, 4 earned in those 5 innings. So the last time out for Bradford, his best go of the season. The time before that in Amarillo, 8 Ks, 5 2/3 scoreless. So Bradford spinning some special stuff for the Rough Riders out on the mound, and it's going to be a fantastic matchup on the other end of it as well. As for Arkansas, they turn to Taylor Dollard, the best pitcher so far of what we've seen in the Texas League in the first half, bar none for the most part. 5-2 win-loss record, 0.93 earned run average for the right-hander, 23-year-old, as a fifth-rounder in 2020 from Sherman Oaks, California. The last four for Dollard have been a winning decision, and 5 of his last 6 have been wins. The one that he didn't, he struck out 4 in 7 innings, gave up 1 earned run on 4 hits, and got the loss against Amarillo. That's just the way that that goes. So really special stuff for Dollard and what he's doing lately, but the Rough Riders, with a lot of momentum, they'll look to see if they can crack his code tomorrow. Again, a 6:35 start time in Game 3 between Frisco and Arkansas. Well, boy, what a fun ball game tonight on our end as the Rough Riders win 3-2 despite getting out hit 11-3. Wichita and San Antonio suspended in the bottom of the fourth. They'll make up that ball game tomorrow in a 9-inning contest and cap it with a 7-inning game. And just going to be really interesting to see how that ball game plays out. And we'll know two outcomes between San Antonio and Wichita tomorrow. So a number of factors that can be on the table. Just looking at this box score, Funderburk was done for Wichita after 3 1/3. He walked 2, struck out 3, and earned run on 2 hits. So not normally the stuff that you'd see from him. Only 2 hits for the Missions, and it came from the middle of the order and Domingo Leyba and Rodriguez, the designated hitter. So pretty uneventful in the first game, and they'll cap that one again. They'll play all 9 in that first game that's suspended in the bottom of the fourth, with Wichita leading 2-1. Elsewhere in the Texas League, Corpus Christi on top of Amarillo tonight, 4-1 the final. The Saudis officially booked in trying to make a push to close the postseason. It's Frisco or San Antonio in the South. Midland and Tulsa with a 4-0 Rockhounds win at home. It was Bobby Miller getting the loss tonight for the Drillers. He gave up two in the bottom of the first inning. The Rockhounds got two more in the seventh. No runs from the Drillers' potent offense that had a grand slam last night as they were out-hit 8-6, but no runs for the Drillers tonight. And then Springfield topping Northwest Arkansas earlier today. 22 combined hits between the two, but also four errors in that game combined. Springfield defeats Northwest Arkansas 9-6, the final. 6:35 start time for the Rough Riders tomorrow night at Dickey Stevens Park as we shut down this broadcast just moments before 9:30. Big thanks to Zach Bigley, my broadcast partner tonight. We certainly had fun. It wasn't pretty at times, but the Rough Riders coming out on the winning end of an absolute thriller in North Little Rock. We'll be on the air tomorrow with a 10-minute countdown at 6:05, coverage starting at 6:15. Also get a chance to hear the second part of that interview that we had with the director of hitting with the Texas Rangers, Mr. Cody Atkinson. That's tomorrow on our pregame coverage. Frisco and Arkansas with first pitch at 6:35. Big thanks to you if you caught any of Rough Riders baseball tonight. And until tomorrow, have a great rest of your night. Get some rest. You'll certainly need it. Frisco looking for their third win of the week tomorrow, and we'll be on the air just past the 6 o'clock hour. Have a great rest of your night, and as always, let's ride.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.